Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hey, welcome everybody. Saturday night, live in the jungle in sunny Southern California. Want to get to a few things real quick. Thanks for everybody calling. Last weekend I was in Las Vegas racing, so sorry to be in and out. I had a little trouble hearing everybody. What I want to start doing before the show tonight, I just want to tell everybody, you know, if you're interested in getting in the conversation, because we're going to have a topic tonight that's probably going to raise a lot of hell. But in a good way. Hit that one button. Don't be afraid to hit that one button and view your comments. Or if you disagree with what I have to say, I'm all good with that, man. I'm okay with somebody having a different opinion other than me. You know, opinions are good things. And I'm good with that. So hit the one button and chime on in. My co-host, Kev, out of Detroit. What's up, brother?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Oh, you know, I went racing in Vegas. It was hot as hell, man. 9 o'clock at night, man. It was 113 degrees out there. But you know what I got to do? And talking about Vegas real quick, I got to give a shout out to a couple people real quick. Because, you know, this was huge. I wanted to change some gear in my car, you know, running out of time, trying to find a set. And CPR came up huge for me, man. They had a brand new third member for my car. Told me to come down and get it and have it in the car. And they were huge. And I want to tell those guys thank you for helping me out. I went all the way to the semifinals. And I want to give Chad put the car together for me and did a few odds and ends on it. Helped that car run a whole lot better than that heat, man. So, I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to CPR for the use of that gear, and for Chad, you know me, that's my boy, getting my car ready, go raise hell in Vegas. So what's happening out there, man?
Oh man, not too much. Just we got rain out on the East Coast. That's about it.
Whoa, wait, you got what?
Some rain,
Golly, man. I can't believe it. You guys got that kind of weather in July. And, you know, I got to tell you this much. You know, I do have family in St. Louis and been back there a few times. And you know, the Four Seasons, I get all that. But I ain't giving up my sunshine. No way, dude. Not for all that. It rains here. That's about as bad as it gets. But I want to get back to...
Okay.
We ain't getting the tornadoes. We don't get that stuff. Nothing, man. We get the ground shakes from time to time out here. And sometimes we get winds coming the other way. But other than that, got my Pacific Ocean view. I'm a happy camper. I can't go wrong here. I don't know if you saw the news today. Did you see that plane in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How does a pilot fly too low at a runway he's been coming in? They got to quit nipping that alcohol in that flight zone area, man. Those guys, those motherfuckers need to be drug tested.
Yeah, I thought about that movie called Flight with Denzel Washington in it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, that's, man, you fly in those things, man. You're responsible for everybody on board, man. You should know how to land that plane. But, no, man, we had a good time in Vegas outside of the heat. We were racing. I got done racing. I got taken out in the semis. And that was about 3:30-ish, around there in the morning. And it was still about 104 degrees.
Right.
In the morning. That's why I don't want to do a race out here in the middle of summer. Although, running at night, but everybody's down. There's no air out here to run them cars. Everybody's cars are. The track was great. Track was sticking. I ran over a rabbit at the other end. I guess it wasn't very lucky for me because up the next round is the round I went out on. I guess that rabbit's foot wasn't good for me or the rabbit. Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun out there, man. Just hot as hell. I mean, and then you know, you go back to the hotel because you're at the hotel the whole day, right? And you can't even get in the pool with all the people in there. So, you know.
Yeah.
But we still had a good time out there, man. We had a good time. Hey, I do have one race report.
Okay.
Tonight, I got a race report from. I'm assuming it's the one, the North Carolina, or the. I think it might be the North and the South and the Carolinas.
Right.
But Baldy took out. Took out Mr. Hyde from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But the lizard's on fire right now, man. I guess he was driving the wheels off that car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that was down in Florida or if that was at the race in Carolinas. But wherever the lizard was running at, he won. So
Baldy and who? And
it was Baldy and Mr. Hyde from Texas.
Okay.
Now I'm sure we'll be getting other race reports in as they fly. But shoot, they're probably just getting into it now out there.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys from up north, but I'm not sure who all went, but I know a couple of them went.
Yeah. But it's all good. You know, I'm shocked at you guys getting all that rain back there. That's just unbelievable. I'm waiting for, Hey, we start calling Tyson never late. Later, mother. Never late.
Never late.
Man, if I start paying him more money, we ain't never gonna see him. He's probably listening. He probably does that. But let's see how long they'll go without me before they start talking shit. I should have started come out of the block talking shit. Get his ass in here. No, but we got a. I want to bring the car back here for business
race.
Yeah. We're still trying to tap into Oklahoma City and see if those guys have passed puberty or not. See if they want to meet some of us up there.
I see Detroit Hood started something. He got his free outlaw new page on YouTube now.
Oh, does he? Oh, good for him, man.
Mm-hmm. They did some racing on the street.
Yeah. They got I keep dropping stuff off on that Discovery Channel. I gave them my cell phone number just in case they're too scared to come on the air.
Mm-hmm. You want to call you?
Yeah, we still ain't heard nothing. I'm afraid to send them that video I sent you, then we'd never probably hear from them. But,
I'll send them one video.
Well, you know, I don't know. First time I saw that show was in Vegas. It was actually on TV in the room. They look like a bunch of scared little bitches. I don't want to go out that late. Or I don't want to. Well, then everybody's car's breaking, and it's just like got a bunch of fucking school kids or something. They better not come to any Grudge Ink races. They'll get lit up. It looks like a pinball machine. But yo,
I didn't get a chance to see the second show. I know my buddy had called me and said it was kind of hilarious.
Nah, it was a one and done for me, man. I'm done. I saw all I needed to see with that show, and that was it. But that's what I told, man. They want to see some real cars, man. He's talking to Jay Barnes. Start shooting some Grudge Ink events. Then they'll see what the race is really about. You know, I know for being to a couple of the shows and stuff how you know everybody gets when the camera's on. But here's the thing. No matter how much shit we talk in them cameras when they're going and we're trying to lock in a race, the one thing that we do, and not just Grudge Ink, and I shouldn't say Grudge Ink does, but I mean every racer who goes about the way we do things, is that it all comes down, ain't no one afraid to race, and it comes down to line up them cars. And it's no bullshit when it comes to line up the car. We may do our little showman stuff for the camera and stuff, but these cars are all business. And no one trying to backpedal out of no race they get locked into. And it seems like those guys just have a funny way of getting to it. Hey, Kev, let's get to the phone lines, man. I got a couple callers on here.
Good.
Let's go with 706-3870. Your mic's live. Who we got? Hello? Okay, we'll get them back on hold. Let's go. Go to Detroit, 313-0178.
Man, where is that motherfucker? Melvin. I'm looking for Melvin because Tony having another race and Tony still have my $200 punk out money, and I'm trying to fuck Melvin up. He talked all that shit. Where is he at?
Woo! Wait, back up. I must have missed something. What happened here, baby? Talk to me.
Where is Melvin?
I'm
looking for Melvin. Is he on?
No, I'm looking right now. No, I'm looking right now, man. No, I don't see him on.
Can't find that motherfucker nowhere. He was getting on these shows talking about he's in the race. Man, I got to the track, asked that motherfucker, was he ready? He said he had a fuel tank issue.
Wow. What was this, last weekend?
Did about that little Tony race. I'm still looking for that motherfucker.
Oh, how'd he do at little Tony's race? Because we haven't talked to him since before that race. He was getting ready to race someone. Who was he getting? I don't remember who he was getting ready to race, but he was getting ready to get after somebody.
Man, that man ain't got out for nothing. Kev, where's your man at?
I don't know. I just texted him for you.
Yeah, I just texted him. Mo, I'm trying to fuck you up.
How's your firm, man?
It's there, you know. I'm trying to line some shit up for this next weekend. See if I can get him to get to that line.
Hey, Kim, I got a question for you. On September 8th, what are they racing at on September 8th?
Is it
Indiana?
The hell out of me.
Who's racing? Long Island Joe called me and said they was racing. He didn't know if it was 131 or if he knew if it was 41. I told him I didn't know. So I think it's 41. I mean, I think it's 131.
Yeah. Tony and them got another event in August too, so.
What's up with September?
Got that track for all the rest of the summer, man.
Okay. That's a good deal.
Hey, guys, hold on one second, man. I want to get to this line because I'm pretty sure this might be, let's see, 803-8010. Mike is live. Who we got?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Your mic's live, baby. What's up? Talk to me.
Yeah. I just got a little race report to tell y'all.
Come on with it, man.
Take a little just beat Donnie.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What was the gap like, man?
And Big Low got a little squirrely. They got back in and still beat it.
Damn. Wow.
Y'all know, Can you tell me how he is over there? Did
B is coming?
Is his car?
Yeah, Biz there. I don't know what
his
car, but he's there.
Remember, you missed the key word, with his car.
I don't know. I'm not there, but my partner just called me. So I'm just getting info from him.
Well, you know, stay on the line, man. I got another call coming in. This might be them calling right now. 706. 3870.
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
You there? Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. What's up?
Oh, no much, chilling. Hey, I was trying to get in and stuff, man. Like I said, I'm a fan and everything, and I had a question. When the races go down, like for the 28-inch shootout or extreme small block shootout, why is it always limited to just the nitrous cars? And why not, like, the turbo cars or the supercharged cars allowed into them? And, I mean, they ask for, like, 20-car field, whatever, and then get to the race and be, like, 10, maybe 15, possibly. And I'm saying, why they can't open it up to the supercharged and turbocharged cars?
Well, here's I'll tell you my thought on it before we get to everybody. I think my thought is if you have a 28-inch tire shootout, I think anybody on a 28-inch tire should be able to run in it. I don't think it should be limited to nitrous cars, or I think anybody who's on a 28 should come. If you're an all-motor car, why not? If you got a turbo, why not?
I agree. Carter.
Kimo
can probably help answer that one, too. I mean, he's got a turbo car.
Where the caller from?
Say again?
Where's the caller from?
Oh, well, I'm from Georgia. I'm from Columbus. And, like, the tracks around my way, like, they had, like, a 20-inch shootout in Montgomery, or they had one in Tweed County or Valdosta, whatever. They always limit the cars nitrous only, you know, 28, 10, 5.
That's because y'all nitrous, that's nitrous heaven down there.
Oh, yeah, because like I said, because I'm in the process myself building the car, you know, and I'm going either turbo or pro charge, but like a couple of my friends, you know, they go in turbo, so I might just lean that way because we all roll together. But
we just had a shootout up here, 2018 shootout, and I think it was all, well, it was more blower cars there than nitrous cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what though, Kimo?
Huh?
You know, Kimo, though, I think now, but I think what he's trying to say is if he's got a turbo car on 28th, why can't he run with them guys? And he should have.
Cause
I never
like,
heard nobody saying that them cars couldn't enter.
Well, a lot of them.
I don't know how they plan it down south.
Yeah.
No, Shane Stacks and all them guys be down there racing Big Law and them.
Yeah, but they're not in the shootout. They more in the like G-body cars or the outlaw kind of classes. You know what I'm saying? And they more like in the radio or like the drag racing class. Like you got the extreme outlaw G-body. They be in no kind because they can run a power out of like that in the outlaw car. See what I'm saying? But if you run a small block shootout, and they all be going to stipulate, okay, 28, 10, 5, nitrous only, any motor you can put in there, stock suspension, you know what I'm saying? And
do that down south, man. Up here, we got, right now, we finna have a shootout over here. But Lil Tony has a shootout, 131.
Mm-hmm.
Stock front suspension, any rear end. Any style rear-end suspension, you had to be on 28s or 29. I mean, then on the 29s, you had to be on 29. You didn't care if you had nitrous, turbo, supercharged.
Yeah.
Power was they just had another shootout in Miami, Michigan, same way.
Yeah. So I know, and
I
was wondering, like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, jump in and say, I think that if you don't put a limitation on the car, you're going to get more cars. You got a bigger car count. You got more money to put up for grabs if you want, or you could put money up for a runner-up or up through the semifinals. You know what I mean? So
right,
I don't like limiting cars. If you're going to put them up, but if you're going to say everyone's got to be on the same tire, then you know what? Then run that, put that stiff in there. Or, you know, I don't know if they do. Like out here in California, what they try to do is put some weight in the car for certain cars. You know, and to give you a weight break, if somebody's running on the motor, but if someone's running that fast on the motor, there would be no weight break. Not in this kind
exactly.
of race.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm like, if you run it, you get your car running on 28, regardless of what power you can go and race anybody you want to. But see, the thing about it down here is just like when they cut those turbo supercharged cars out, those cars are running in racing classes like drag radio outlaw cars, but they run like that. Like, particularly in Valdosta, when they have the drag radio races, they are going to supercharge turbo cars be in those kind of classes where you go 28 and shootout, you won't see a turbo or supercharged car.
I think what you what it is, man. Most of the shootouts would be grudge cars, and a lot of grudge guys only messing with nitrous cars. I say they, in a sense, you know, Kim said trying to somewhat keep the class cars out, but you should just, I mean, my personal opinion, you should just say, hey, no class cars.
Right. Which is true what you're saying, because most majority of them, when they be in the shootout, they do be grudge cars,
right.
And they always find the line of outlaw car too. Because I've seen a couple of outlaw cars. I don't know how they do it, but they tune them up to be, you know, to run with, you know, like G bike shootouts or like that. But it all be strictly outlaw car. I'm like, damn, so outlaw car in this class right here, kicking on little guys. I ain't seen guys that run by folks, turn the car off and everything. Other car, the other guy to give him the car pure hell, try to make it down through the other guy just coasting on the call. Actually, the playing time. You know.
Well,
and
here's another thing. Here's another thing you do too is build that. If you like that turbo car, because I like turbos. I had a turbo bike, a drag bike. If you like racing those cars, or you know the turbocharged, and you try to get into one of them shootouts and they don't let you in, then you just start making yourself a list and start grudge racing those dudes for bigger money. And you know what I mean?
Right, right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get your money. You might only have to take one lap instead of four or five laps to get that money. You can pay me now or you can pay me later.
Like you hear voicing your opinion, listening to what the show's about. You want to know why can I get in there, you know, and that's the whole thing. You know, you want to get in there and do your thing, you know?
Yeah, I want to know.
I've never heard
of
them saying that these turbo cars can't get in them shows. All I know them guys, man, you got, hell, would the car be down in them shootouts? Zabo?
What's that?
Zabo be in them shootouts all? I just ain't never heard of it down there.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, you're not going to kiss them. I mean, I can go to the main track I know these guys will be at, and you will not catch a turbo car. You will not catch a supercharged car or nothing. But let it be like a grudge fest or some kind of shootout where a grudge car will be at, you will catch them. You will catch like a Steven Jackson Killing Time Mustang there. You will catch a guy bumping into the Invasion of Memphis, some guys out of Indiana. I've got them girls' name. It was a gray twin turbo Mustang. You'll see them there. Dudes like that. But as far as like a regular shootout, man, you won't catch them. And they'll say they have like 20 cars. You get there, it'd be like 10, maybe 15 the most. And I'm saying to myself, like, why stipulate again, you know, limiting yourself? Because you can bring more cars and more money you can put up for, like you said, you know, for the runner-up or, you know, just for that purpose. Well, I'm guessing they probably scared of those turbo cars, supercharged cars. You think a nice car won't run with them.
Well, I would say like this. Most guys that got superchargers and nitrous cars are class racers. To run them cars,
yeah.
It takes a lot of data going to the track, trying to get that. It takes a lot of testing to me.
Right.
You know, guys that do that, the class guys.
So with the nitrous car, as you said, Kimo, with nitrous car, you can it's a little less than a turbo or pro charge car.
You know who I want to ask. You know, I don't see his number on my board, but Sleepy, if you're listening on the computer or something, man, call in because I want to talk to you about this, man. Because you're down in the south, and you might be able to shed some light on this. And I want to take another call real quick. Also calling in from Georgia right now, 706-1688. Your mic's live.
Tell, we got dog and Kimo and the fellas. This dog, man, good grief. I can answer
hey,
that.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, what's happening, dog? What's up, man? Let me answer that question for you. First off, Biz is not at the track. Biz is not at the track. He didn't make it to the track in Rockingham. But on that, the Turbo Pro Chargers cars, on all the shootouts they had out there, on all the regular shootouts they had out there, they don't let them run in there. Now the shootouts that Zabo them get in, just like at Carolina, they have anything on 29s the first of every Thursday, the first Thursday of every month. They call it Thursday Night Thunder. They let anything in on that. But for the shootouts, they don't let them in because down south, you know, the down south, they just now even started running turbos and stuff against NOSs at all. They were scared to death of them. They're gradually letting them in, but in most of the shootouts, they're not going to have them. And Mike Hill don't have them. Ronnie Brown don't have them and all that, but they gradually finished start integrating them into it, though. But right now, it's a no-no because they don't run nitrous against the turbos and stuff.
But is there a reason why they don't, though, Willie? I mean,
it is. I mean, you know, just be for real now. Just be honest now. We know damn well them turbos and them pro chargers, the nitrous boys can't hang with them. That's why. I mean, we've been scared to death of them. They've been scared to death of them. They're still a little scared of them, but there's so much technology coming in now that they gradually not worrying about them. But if you notice now, if you get one that's real bad, if you get a real fast one, they don't want them to get in. But now if a guy's kind of, you know, in between and stuff, they don't mind him getting in. But see, once they start letting them guys in, they ain't going to have no other choice but to let the rest of the guys in too. But to be honest with you, yeah, that was an unwritten law down here. Never. They would never run a turbo car against a nitrous car. Never.
Yeah, I ain't lying, because they were like putting them in lockdown quick. They're like, you have a turbo car, they turn you back around, man.
Well, you know, you gotta admit now, you know, you can't make the power with nitrous that you can with what you call them. They can now the only advantage that, well, I ain't gonna say advantage, but the only even up thing they might have when they run the eighth of a mile, you know, them nitrous cars gonna out 60 foot the turbo car, but them got them riding the 330. But if you ain't already gone, you gonna get ran the fuck over. But I can tell you just what I'm talking about. And Chemo on the phone right now. Did nobody give a fuck about Chemo, but Chemo come down here. That motherfucker looking real good. He can't get no races like he was at first. Everybody that wanted him, they ain't trying to fuck with him now.
Right.
Hey, well, Doc, let me tell you this. When I was in Vegas this weekend, I went out there with my car, and what they had was there's a class out here called Wild Street, and Wild Street is all motor and flat head up, run with you, bro, but it's got to be all motor. What they did was, they did the outlaw five cars and ran them against them, and they ran to the eighth mile.
Uh-huh.
You know, at a certain point, I thought, man, this wasn't going to be a wash. But it was actually some great racing.
Let me tell you something else now about the turbo guys now. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You always get one or two on there saying they want to get in the races and all that, which I don't blame them, and I understand that. But now, we did a turbo class and just said the turbos get in there. Then as soon as one of the bad of the turbos get in there, then we don't get nobody in the motherfucker. They might get two cars. Just like, say, for instance, a Zabo get in there. See, Zabo already done said he one of the honest ones. Zabo done said, I can't run and them extreme classes with those turbo guys, because I can't run the time they run it. But, you know, sometimes, so when we had them at these little backyard tracks or something, you know, these little smaller tracks, and then we have a turbo class, shit, all the turbo guys won't get in the motherfucker. If one big shot guy get in at a restaurant, won't even get in.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to tell you where a bunch of them was at. Like when we was in Mod, Michigan now, up that little Tony race now, shit, they had a bunch of goddamn turbos and shit. They didn't give a goddamn. They was giving that nitrous turbo. They didn't give a damn. They didn't give a fuck. They got in that motherfucker. They had a goddamn good fucking race up there. And Johnny Quick, Johnny Quick nitrous, I think, ain't he?
Yeah.
And he won the shit.
Now, you got to let it be known. Johnny Quick nitrous with a Liberty in that bitch.
Okay, well, like I said, I don't know. I'm just saying, though. I'm just trying to show you where up north, the Midwest or whatever, y'all don't give a damn, but down south, they scared to death of that shit.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you now, you might not agree with me, Chemo. That Liberty don't make no motherfucking difference. He wasn't 60 foot in no bed, nobody else.
Nah, but that's some bitch, man. One thing about, man, Billy Glidden taught me about Liberty. That's some bitch.
No, you can't use Billy Glidden. Billy Glidden, one of the elite. He's one, him and Tim Lynch and all them. You can't use them guys like that. They got unlimited money, but they got some of the best. They got some of the best throw away parts. You got to look at their pedigree. You look at their
5-0, dog. They kept up with the baddest of the bad.
I'm trying to tell you, shit, Billy Glidden, goddammit, was out running motherfuckers. He didn't give a fuck. With a small block, he was out running motherfucking Pro Mods, man.
Let me
just get back to this here. I'm gonna be quiet. I'm just laying a foundation for y'all to argue with, though. But now I'm gonna tell you now, Chemo, whether you know you was at Milan, Michigan. I mean, not Milan, at 131 at Martin up there. To be honest with y'all, and whether y'all like it or not, I don't care who like it, whoever listening to me. Johnny Quick wasn't beating people just because he had a damn whatever you call that stick shift shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was just out driving motherfuckers, and he was having good lights, and he wasn't running no faster than nobody else. He just was beating them out the hole and was driving better.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. But see, one thing about Johnny, a lot of motherfuckers around here talk shit to him because he ain't had that bitch right.
Right.
It's not all the way right now, but, boy, he handling these motherfuckers with their asses up here.
Yeah, but now I'm going to be honest with you. Tail, you still on the phone, Tail?
Yeah, I'm here, babe. I'm here.
Okay, right now, I'm going to tell you right now. If Chemo start running as regular, as consistent as he's running now in these test passes, this bitch is going to outlaw his motherfucking ass because that bitch flying.
Oh, yeah.
But you know me, I can't hold water. You know I can't hold motherfucking water.
That's why.
Hey, Kimo done got his shit together. That bitch look damn good. That motherfucker look damn good. I'm impressed.
Hey, dog, let me tell you this. They gave Kimo fake race of the world last year.
Oh, right? He deserved it. Now he can get mad at one of these.
I want to say this. I just want to say this. Now Kimo just hit on it. He said it took him a lot of testing and stuff to get it back where he needed to be.
But the reason he deserved it was he was talking so much shit and didn't do nothing. But he did say once he got it ready, he was going to do something. Now once he get it ready now, like he got it now, I bet you he don't get three races this year.
Man, no, don't do that to me, dog.
Man, you know, dog, that's what I'm telling you, man. That's why I love it when you call in, man, because you just lay it out.
Well, my word is my bond, and I try to be truthful so everybody know. Because see, some people just jump on the bandwagon one side or another, and then I try to lay it out there for everybody to have a decent 50-50 argument.
Right.
Dog, so you didn't go down? You didn't go over there to the big race over there?
I had a race I was supposed to do myself, and it got rained out, so I didn't make it down there. But They started out slow down there, but they done start picking it up now. They racing like a motherfucker down there. I know y'all just heard it done. You just got his head busted by Big Low.
Yeah, I don't know what made him go out there and jump across Big Low. Big Low got him up off him, though.
Well, Dunye should have whooped Big Low. Big Low done got his shit together. See, Big Low had another combination, too. Everybody tell myself, why he won't get on 29? Why he won't get on 29? That's because he was goddamn doing good on them fucking 28s. That's why. But once he got his shit, see, he been having problems. They didn't make a clean run now. He was all over the track. They didn't make a clean run. But Big Low a bad motherfucker once he get that shit started out.
Man. Yeah.
Now what happened with Little Red Riding Hood? Is Little Red Riding Hood over there?
The Red Riding Hood is there. Tony Bynum got it. I don't know whether Big Ken still on Little Red Riding Hood or whether Tony Bynum on it, but they got Little Red Riding Hood up there, yes. They got Little Red Riding Hood up there, they got Dillinger up there, they got the Gangsta Boo up there. It's up there.
You
it's
know
there.
That one guy, what's his name down there with the yellow truck? Crew Chief talking about whenever they on the property, they got to go.
What?
Crew Chief.
Crew Chief just got Little Red Riding Hood.
No, I'm saying he said whenever him and Little Red Riding Hood was on the property, they had to go.
Oh, that's just a bunch of talking. That's everybody. See, we all get on this radio station and these damn talk shows. We all bows. When we get to the track, it's another goddamn story.
Yeah, sure is. Yep. Them time slips will make a man cry.
Everybody on these shows, they motherfucking bows. Get to the goddamn racetrack. All of a sudden, I reckon they nuts fall off or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, that yellow and white sheet of paper. That shit a motherfucker down real fast, like, ooh.
Yeah, see, that's what I tell a motherfucker. They go down there talking all that shit, talking about how fast they are. When they get out to the other end and get that damn ticket, they draw their nut straw up.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, that track gonna humble a person when they start getting all cocky and shit. That track will humble you in no time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fellas, I was just looking for Melvin. See, he ain't around, boy. But, Kevin. Would you please find whatever rock that some bitch had up under and pull him out from under there?
Yeah, I'm working on it for you right now.
Yeah, because he was talking shit, talking about what he was going to do to me. Boy, I sat there at the track and waited for him to get that little gas tank together, and I never heard that from him.
Wow.
Hey, Tell, I thought y'all was coming down to Rockin' there. With y'all, Memphis. Y'all didn't make it down to Memphis, though? Did y'all make it down
to
Memphis?
No, no. No, we didn't get a chance to get down there, man. We've been having a lot of stuff going on out here. and just hadn't made the trip. We wanted to get the Little Tony's race too. We couldn't even get to that one.
Well, the one Little Tony had up there, man, on the goddamn 15, that was a motherfucker, boy. That was a damn good one, boy. If you didn't do no raising, goddamn it, you could have been a hobo on the street. If you could have got a way to get in there, you'd have got fooled because he fed the whole fucking track all day.
Oh yeah, you know I knew you know what, I knew it was gonna be a good one, dog. I did. He's gonna have that thing locked in. There was no doubt about that.
Hey, you know what though, dog? What I thought about?
What's that?
What you call him did? He Jay Barnes fucked up when he they went and had. Man, that dude there, man, he's a good businessman and got good plans.
Well, we gonna try not to talk about that. We gonna just leave that alone. Let if they don't want to talk about it, him and let them, you know, we gonna try to keep the negative to the side. We at least, you know, we said we were gonna try to do that. Between after that big blowout me and Pro Stock Joe had last week, I vowed to just leave it alone. Don't nobody fuck with me. I want to fuck them and let everybody live the way they want to live.
Yeah. Well, see, I ain't heard of it. I didn't even hear about it. I ain't been on the show.
That's good, then. That's good.
I've been trying to get this damn. I got a little bit more in this car. I've been trying to get it out of it.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you now. Sometimes they can bite you in the ass. Race your opponent in the racetrack, goddammit. Because you ain't going to never get all of it out of this in it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's why I used to tell a motherfucker, he got a goddamn car going 5-0, we running a motherfucker going 720, and you trying to go 499. Fuck that shit, man. That's what I do. That's why when I be racing a motherfucker, I don't try to, I got to buy 5 or 6 car lanes. I don't want to beat the bitch no more than a fender if I can hit it. I want the bitch to keep on coming back.
Turn the light on, baby. Just turn the light on. That's all you got to do.
God damn, that's what I'm talking about. It should be out there tomorrow. I put a football field on him. Yeah, you might have did it. I beat a motherfucker 7 times before he realized he couldn't win. 7 fucking times. 4 times in the same night.
I know you know Big Loading. You say Big Loading got that thing together.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say he had got it together. The reason he didn't get on 29s when everybody else was on 29 because he was doing good on them 28s. He just had to work out that combination he had.
Well, right. Well let me ask you this. You think he going to go after that gangster boo again?
Which one you talking about? The one Tony got?
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to know the truth again, that gangster boo done bagged the fuck up. It ain't. Listen to me real good, y'all. If you know about racing, Tay ought to know about this. I'm saying Tay because. Well, goddamn it, I don't know if he's white, black, or half breed. I don't know what the fuck he is. He put in knowledge. That son of a bitch put in knowledge. I like everything he says, say with knowledge. The gangster boo, too, that Tony Bang got, ain't bad as people think it is. He got a hell of a 60 foot. And if you can't get back past that 60, and if he beat you on the tree, you can't get back in the 8th of a mile.
Right.
That's what he got going for himself.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Once that bitch bail out on your motherfucking ass, you can't get back. You can't get back in the 8th of a mile. Especially if he beat you on the tree, that means it's just like he got the back tie, just like he got the brake hit on your ass. See, when him and Cole Killer run, if you was in Michigan, it looked like goddamn it, Tony Vine beat him out the hole, but Chris Tootin beat him on the tree. Tony Vine 60 footer just made it seem like he beat him, but then see they, you know, and he ain't put but a nose on him. That nose wasn't enough.
Yeah. Well,
so you saying out the gate, Cold Killer lost on the game.
No,
nobody out there can 60 foot with Tony. Nobody. Ain't none of them cars out there running with him can 60 foot with him. I don't want to talk pause, but everybody already know. I mean, Mississippi Joe done told everybody. Tony Bryan don't have a stock style spin car. He got a back half car. But I ain't talking about nothing that don't nobody already know.
No.
You know, right. ain't nobody out there 60 footing with him. Not now, bitch, out there can 60 footing with that motherfucker. He's 60 footing like a motherfucker.
Well, then, it sounds like he's down on power then.
I didn't say that now. But I ain't going to teach you everything. I'm just going to give you a goddamn book. I'm going to let you learn your own lesson.
Hey, dog, it's like you just opening up the book and you let anybody read what they want to read, right?
I'll tell you what you do. If you had been out here Thursday, you would have seen what I meant, boy. I'm going to tell your motherfucker not to fuck with, though. I mean, I'm telling you all this and stuff because some of y'all like to bet over the phone or whatever, so I'm trying to give you as much knowledge as I can, and I'm not giving those secrets away. I'm just giving away what's been publicly put out there. Do not fuck with that Camaro, Little Rick, that Stevie Jackson tuning. That motherfucker is a beast. Now, they was down here Thursday night for that Thursday night thunder. Boy, him and Tony supposed to have been in the finals. The rain came. I'd have paid goddamn extra to see that. And if I had to bet, I'd bet that Camaro was going to gap me against the boot.
Wow.
That car ain't blue, is it?
Huh?
That car blue?
No, that's the orange 69 Camaro.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, okay.
The orange 69 Camaro, Little Rick, they call it the tar baby car.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something else now. I'm going to tell y'all another. It ain't no secret, I'm just telling you. Once them white boys get their shit worked out, between him and Realtree, ooh, it's going to be some stanky doo-doo down this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, hey, that Super Freak car, hey, that's Muhammad Ali around my ear. Everybody
ain't bullshit. There's going to be some stanky doo-doo around this motherfucker. Whenever they get this bitch sorted out, these motherfuckers ain't bullshit around here, man.
Hey, dog, what you think about Buck Naked?
I'm going to be honest with you about Buck Naked. Nah, but he's fucking around so long, he's going to get left the fuck behind. If Buck Naked get him a damn good tuner, listen to me real good. If he get him a goddamn good tuner, Buck Naked got a motherfucking monster tuner.
Yeah, he got a gorilla in that bitch.
He
not
got
a
motherfucking
gorilla,
G-Rilla.
A gorilla in that
you goddamn right now. That motherfucker got a buffarilla in that motherfucker. See, Buck Naked ain't gonna never get right. See, Buck Naked always talking about is either too hot or too cold for him, and he always want to do shit on his time. He got to get off his motherfucking sorry ass and goddamn get out there and let somebody tune that car for him. Then he can goddamn it sit back and talk about he can run and, you know, he don't go to the track enough to whoop nobody consistently. He don't go to the track enough.
Right. But you know what, dog?
Better go ahead and get it while I'm talking. I'm in a good mood to tell. I'm telling everything you want
to
know. You better go ahead and ask
me. You got to go to the track with a motherfucker that know what they doing. You can go to the track, but if a motherfucker don't know what he doing, you just wasting your time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Get his tuner. He got him a tuner. He just don't ever go to. He always tell me he got to work. And I told this motherfucker, I said, look here, Buck Naked. If you really trust your driver, since you don't drive. See, that's one thing about a motherfucker that own a car and don't trust his driver. Now, just like me now, I drive cars. I don't like to drive them, but I do because I can still do just as good as the next motherfucker. But I really don't like this shit. Y'all might think I do. Now, I got this man from Alabama, Trey One car. I got this man car. Like, he ain't seen this goddamn car in 4 months. But I said that to say to him. If Buck Naked trusts his driver, he ain't got to be at the fucking track. Give him the goddamn car. Let him go to the track with the tuner and get the fucking car right, since he ain't driving the motherfucker no way.
Hey, right? Dog, his name is Trey 2 till he get out here and do something.
Oh, motherfucker, I race every week. Y'all just don't hear about me. See, I don't pat my own back. That's what I'm saying. See, I ain't looking for no spotlight. Spotlight just look for me. That bitch name is Trey 1, and goddamn it, we went over there, goddamn it, and made a shakedown with that motherfucker Thursday night, and I was supposed to run stage with his bitch-ass punk motherfucker, and what you call him. He saw me make a goddamn pass, and goddamn it, we were supposed to run at 9:30. Then he going to come and say, oh, my battery dead. I said, okay, how long it take you to get your battery tuned up? He said 15 minutes. Okay, at 11:15 now, when the rain came, he still ain't charged his battery.
Hey, you know what, dog? Listen, I want to ask you something, dog. This is a little bit off the subject that we're talking about, but it's kind of along the same line. Now, I want to get your perspective on the question I'm going to ask you right now. Now, you and I are locked in for a race, and we're to be in the lanes by 6 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Now, I don't make it to the track, and you don't make it to the lane.
Okay.
Is that a wash?
That's a goddamn wash.
That's all I want to hear, my brother.
A motherfucking wash. That's a wash. If it's just like me, see, we were supposed to be, see, this is, the only thing you did is, in a way, you fucked up and left some gray area because you said be in the lane. See, that you could have been in the lane at 6 o'clock and then run the damn 10. But me and this guy locked out for Thursday. We locked out, and I told him 9:30 in the lanes ready to race. He got to the fucking track at 9:15. But see, I was putting on around to the lanes. You got to be in the lanes to win the money. You got to be in the lanes at 6 o'clock. You got to be in the lanes at 6 o'clock to win the money. Whether I show up or not, you got to show up and be in the lanes at 6 o'clock ready to race.
Dog, I'm gonna go ahead and say this, man. Jesus sits at the right hand of God, and I think you sit at the right hand of Jesus, man. Because you know what? I just don't know how everybody gets it right, and a couple people get it the other way.
Now, I'm gonna tell you exactly. Teo, come on, this is a good conversation, and I notice how everybody's so quiet because this is some good information. The reason they're doing it is Teo because they're going on the side of their buddy. That's why they're doing it. Instead of being on the side of being right, they're going on the side of their buddy.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say if I hold a man's money, I can hold my mama money. If she wrong, goddamn it, she lose.
Right. I agree.
That's where it's supposed to be. See, that's the thing about it. If everybody was to school their own buddies and shit, it wouldn't be all this argument and all this bullshit. If me and you partners, I can pull your fucking car to the track. But if you wrong, Teo, and they got me calling it, I'm going to have to call it against you, bro. If you wrong.
Yeah, exactly. What's right is right. I agree 100%, Doc. And that's how it should be. And
that's what's fucked up about the game. And see, if we all learn this game, we get on these talk shows just like we is now and say, yeah, you're right. Then we go right out there with the bullshit. We go right out there with the goddamn bullshit.
Yeah.
And see, that's what fucked the game up. See, all those people that know better, the older guys, I'm going to say the older guys because the young guys, they know better, but they don't want to know better. If we need to just do the right thing, man, and say, hey, Tay, old man, you my boy over, man. Hey, man, you wrong. I mean, you know, if you're my real boy, you can accept that shit.
No, yeah, and I'll tell you what happened, I didn't want to get into the conversation because I wanted Todd to call in so we could hash this thing out. But there was a race that was locked between Kevin and Todd, and I wrote everything down while they was talking about it on the show. About that it was supposed to happen at Tony's race. So it was a 200 on an 800 race.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where it got to be 300, why he thinks that he owes him $300 for a punk out on a race where he wasn't in the lane and Kev wasn't there. That,
okay,
to me,
see, now that's the thing about it. If I'm the DP man, I'm going to tell him whether he's like it or not. I'm going to tell him he still got to do what he got to follow through what he got. He got to follow through, y'all. If y'all said be in the lanes at 6 o'clock, he got to be in the lanes at 6 o'clock. He just can't be at his goddamn car fucking around talking about some, oh, he ain't here, so I ain't going up there. You got to be in the lanes. You go in the lanes at 6 o'clock, the punk out man should come over there at 6:01 and give you your money.
That's right. That's how I remember it being. You know, and what I had heard was that Todd had broke. And even in that situation, all he had to do was push his car into the lane.
If he pushed his goddamn car around in the goddamn lane, he was in the lane at 6 o'clock, and you wouldn't, so you lose.
That's right.
But if you don't put the motherfucker in the lane, bitch, you can't win either.
Right. Yeah.
Some people might say that's bullshit. He wasn't even at the track. That wasn't the lockout. That wasn't the fucking lockout.
Right.
The clock in the goddamn lane, you got to be in the lane to get the money.
Hey, dog, I had a death in the family, so that's why I didn't go. My cousin got killed, so I had to go to the funeral.
I didn't know what the circumstance. He just asked the circumstance. He just asked me he was asking me if I was the punk out man, what would I call? What was the call be?
Right.
That would be my call.
Hey, hold on one second. Tyson, you there, babe?
Tayo, what's happening? Dog.
What's going on, brother?
All right, what's up, brother?
Nothing much. He was in the lane at 6 o'clock. He broke his car racing somebody. He had skin driving his car. He broke the drive shaft broke.
Was that Nova?
No, that Tan Regal that skin was driving.
That Tan Regal?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I see him. He broke right in the middle of the track, man. Yeah, I saw him broke in the track. But now,
yep.
I'm just going by the question the way Teo asked me.
And that was what I was going to finish saying, Tyson. That's why I opened up your mic. I said, I don't know if his car was in the lane or not. I think it was Larry who said the car was not in the lane.
Yeah, it was there. stuff. It was there. He raced somebody. That's how he broke when he broke the drive. So he was racing somebody from Chicago, I think.
No, he come out. Was he there at the six o'clock race? Was he there for 6 o'clock?
Well, I know I've seen him in. Now I don't know.
He broke before 6 o'clock now.
Yeah,
and
was
he broke before six. He broke before six now because. And to be honest with you, I didn't want to start no shit, but he didn't bring that car back to the lanes after he broke it.
Right now, because Uncle Larry called and a bunch of people called me.
Oh, no, he didn't bring it back to the lanes.
So now y'all have told me for me to straighten it. I'm going to tell you the truth, then. That's a wash because I saw him when he broke on the damn. I saw him broke on the damn about maybe 100 or 200 feet out. He broke, got out the car, looked up under the car to see what the fuck was wrong with it, and he didn't bring it back to the lanes no more. So now, if you say he was there at 6 o'clock, that ain't right there because he didn't bring it back to the lanes no more.
Right.
Now, Tyson, let me ask you, because this is when they was talking about, remember they were talking about when they first started talking about it on the show? This is what I wrote down, and if it's wrong anywhere, you know, correct me. I had 200 on 800, and then I had the Regals on 28, the Vegas on 26s. He was coming
right.
with, his car had a flat hood, big block on nitrous.
Right.
And the Vega was on a small block on 26s.
Right.
And then they had to be in the lanes by 6.
Right.
Did I
just got a call in. Roy James out of damn Texas. His car caught on fire and it's fucked up bad. It's burning up bad.
Wow.
Is the driver out of the car, though?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Which car is that one, dog?
Huh?
Which car is that one?
That's Roy James out of Texas. You know, that's the guy that came out of Mike Hill race that time and they stole his whole everything. Remember that? Did y'all hear about that?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hate to hear about that.
I didn't come down here now and his fucking whole car on fire.
Hate to hear about that. Damn.
Yeah, I don't know what you're asking. That's something you don't want to hear. You know, we pray everything worked out for him.
Shit. You know, in fact, that I didn't want to... I was hoping that he would have called in so we could have talked about this. But I had the right, the numbers, it was 200 on 800, right? Because that's what I wrote down.
Yeah, you were right.
Carolina Kid, which is the Carolina Kid, just gapped the fuck out of Mr. Firesby.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Yep. They didn't got that shit going. It started off slow, but it's picking up like it's supposed to now.
Oh, so the rain didn't come out that way?
It rained. It rained a little earlier than stopped. It didn't rain, but it dropped in the suit. It didn't call for that. See, a lot of people when you say it's a 30-40% rain and it's scattered, it might rain. Goddamn it, 30 miles from the track. Might not even rain at the track. It just drizzled there for a minute today, earlier up in the day. They racing right now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, Mr. Bang.
Yeah, that would be one sick motherfucker.
Did you hear me about that on the price? It was 200 on 800?
Yeah. You was right about that. The only difference it was, you said if it changed, if he had a cage in his car.
Right.
Because remember he said he had something about he was putting a cage in the car to run that Cutlass.
Right.
And he said that would be the only difference or something in that nature.
Right.
But now, Todd's saying that Kev owes him $300 for the punk out. Now, where's the other $100 coming from? So this is what I wrote down that night, and Todd actually put it up on Grudge Inc. on the board that the race was for $200 on $800. That's what I had written down.
What?
I don't know where the $300 comes from.
I don't know. Had to get Todd on the phone and see what's, you know.
So are they still beeping over this? Are they still beeping over this?
No,
Todd feels that he should be getting paid, and my thing is that his car wasn't in the lane at 6 o'clock, and Kev's car wasn't in the lanes at 6 o'clock.
If neither one of them's in the lane at 6 o'clock, that's a wash.
And if they want to redo another race, then that's something they talk about. But I feel that one is a done deal.
It should be a done deal. And now, since both of them got a little animosity, whether they say it or not. Next time they have a race, if they lock in, make sure they lock in and put the money physically up with a damn DP man that's going to be at the track.
Right.
Right.
And like I said, I'm not trying to throw nobody under the bus or nothing like that. I wasn't there, so I couldn't call it. I'm just trying to, you know, and I can't tell you that he was in the lanes or he wasn't.
I didn't know what y'all was talking about. I just know though. Uh-huh. I know when he broke the drive shaft, it was before 6 o'clock, and he didn't bring the car back around to the damn lanes no more.
Right.
I mean, I was announcing. I was running the stage. I mean, I was running most of the staging and announcing the shit. So you know, I seen most of all the shit that was going on.
Yep.
But I mean, ain't no way in the world if they supposed to be halfway okay with it and talking to each other, then no $200 or $300 is gonna make them fall out over no $200 or $300. Brokers on me, I ain't gonna fall out. I might not talk to you for a while, but I ain't gonna goddamn it wanna kill you over no $200 or $300.
Right.
Yeah.
But now if I want it now. That's a different now. But if it's something like just a misunderstanding, I can deal with a misunderstanding now.
Right.
Right.
You know,
something they just gotta, you know, saying to catch it out and talk about it. That's all.
And you know me now. Some people say I'm a faggot. I'm finna get on somebody's dick. If goddamn it, Chemo, goddamn it, run Biz, goddamn it, he gonna chain link Biz ass. Train smoke. Won't even be close. Biz won't even be in the paint nowhere.
Well, you know, I try to tell people, you know, Chemo and Biz. You used to have a race all the time.
I was there with Biz back then. I was there with Biz then, but I didn't change my motherfucking mind.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, what I'm saying, dog, I remember wherever we went to Chicago, whenever they came here to see us, you know what I'm saying, it was always Biz and Chemo going at it, right? It was always a good race. Everybody would stay all night to see that race. And all I'm saying, they both good. But then people sit here and talk about Chemo. Chemo ain't never been a punk. This shit ain't never been slow. But it's like Chemo said. He said, man, I have some problems. Now I think I'm there. You know, let's do it. And he never called his out, but the same.
Well, what it is, you know, what happened with Chemo, Chemo had a lot of gremlins. You know what I mean? He'd make some hell of a passes. Then he come back to trans. So, you know, Chemo had
Is Chemo still on the phone?
Chemo fell off.
He fell off, but I'm going to tell you now what Chemo did. Chemo set his ass down. See, a lot of people, this is what they do. And the same thing I try to tell DJ Grant. They go out there and tell and talk about who ass they going to whoop and lock out this and lock out this here, and their car ain't even fucking running. So what that does is it makes you rush to get your car running because you done talked all that shit and you want to back it up. Once Chemo shut the fuck up and said, hey, man, I ain't going to talk till I get oil pressure until I get my car ready, that's when he got his car ready.
Yeah.
You got to study people in this. You got to study people in this game. You study people in this game, you be a bad motherfucker. That's why I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm an old motherfucker, but I'm a bad bitch.
You're right, dog. You're right.
He came on the show looking for Melvin. I don't know.
But you talking about Melvin that was doing all that talking? Melvin had all that talking Melvin was doing. Melvin couldn't outrun nobody with that smoking ass, ugly ass car he got, man. You run up and down the goddamn track, ain't race nobody.
I race nobody. He don't want them problems.
I ain't bullshit, man. That goddamn car, and if they hadn't been mad at me with Little Red Riding Hood, he was going to give me everything in racing. I'd have goddamn shit. I'd have gave him the back tie.
we try to get him on the show.
You know, get him on the show. I don't know why he's going to get on the show and show the fuck out. It ain't going to race nobody.
He ain't going to race nobody.
Didn't he have a few races at Tony's race, though?
He ran three or four races, Lobby, and didn't run nobody.
The only race he ran this year was that Mustang and boys out of, I think, Pontiac or Grand Rapids. That was the only race he ran. That's it.
He never did that race.
Brian Davis. He wanted Johnny Quick. He wanted Chemo. He wanted Little Tony. He wanted Don Yates. Man, he don't want them type of problems. I'm telling you.
Well, you
I
know
wish I
haven't
seen that race between Lowe and Donye. Either Lowe got his shit together, or Donye did some dumb shit, though. Because he shouldn't have been The way Danielle had been running, he lotion to beat him. Listen, something had to happen.
Right.
Something had to happen. Danielle was looking too, he was looking too goddamn good, and Lowe wasn't looking that good. And listen, Lowe got his shit together now. If Lowe got his shit together, yeah. I can understand him winning, but that goddamn Danielle was looking like goddamn new money.
Right. But you know what? You got like you thought. You said something too. Sometimes it's your day and it ain't your day.
You goddamn right, because Big Lowe been getting his ass blowed out here lately.
Right.
He's been getting his ass thrown out of the frame lately. And you know Cold Killer down there, too, now. Cold Killer down there, Dunye down there, and the Gangsta Boo, too, down there. Now, all them bitches at the same place at the same time. Somebody ought to go and sell this shit now. They all at the same time. They all at the same place right now. Big Lowe down there, too. So, shit.
Yeah, he down there, too.
All them bitches down there.
Both races locked up. He supposed to run against the Boo. Think he supposed to run T5. Too.
Yeah. Well, T5, Mouth got him into that shit. T5 can't run with none of them boys. He can't run with none of them.
Well, you know, once you get to talking shit, your pride get into it.
I know your pride in your mouth got him in there. He's not
right,
one
but
of the
I
elite.
Was just saying, T5, he looked good when he's out of Alabama. When he's out of Alabama, he looked damn good.
Hold up now. Slow down now. He made one fucking pass out of 10.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know when he was there. We
made one motherfucking pass at 11 o'clock when the track finished closing. Me and him, I was over there waiting for him all day from 3 o'clock waiting on him to run. He tested all day at 11 o'clock. Then at 11 o'clock, he come over there. I'm ready. I said, I am too, to go the fuck home.
Oh, that's right. You and him posting ran too.
That's right. I've been waiting on him all motherfucking day. He going to come over there at 11 something. The track finished closing in 10 minutes, and he ready to race now. I mean, suck my... Suck my 2-inch dick. Hey, don't y'all laugh at my 2-inch dick, though, because it satisfied me.
Hey, you said it still worked.
It's still working. Even though most of the thing I do with it is piss, but it's still working.
Hey, dog. They said, Ole told me this story one time. She said, it ain't the size, it's the motion. She said, if you know how to work it, everything will be all right.
Hey, that is true, but that don't hold no goddamn water. God damn it, if you ain't got but 2 inches, how in the fuck, how much motion you going to be able to do?
I don't know, dog.
Hey, Tail probably got about 2.5 inches.
Hey, listen, you know what, man?
You better put a strap on.
You might have that same problem as me, man. It's 2 inches from the ground. Because we got all this weight between our legs holding us down, or else we'd be about 6'4".
Yeah, I know.
All you do is
turn
the light on.
Hey, I hope you ain't looking at the damn mirror. No damn way you telling the damn lie.
All you do is turn the lights off and strap on the strap-ons. You won't know no difference.
Hey, dog, is Killing Time and the white boys out there?
No, the white boys is Killing Time, ain't the white boys?
Oh, okay.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Them boys ain't too far.
That's right. Shit. They there too, though. So, goddamn the white boys, Big Low, Gangsta Boo, Two, goddamn it, Dunye, fucking Cold Kill, goddamn, all them bitches at the goddamn same place. Somebody gonna be the baddest motherfucker there. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Friday, Danye got the shit out of, what's my man with the Rito?
Gotcha, that don't count, Gigantor. Man. Gigantor and T5 should just run each other. They in a class of their own. They in the slow class. They just got big mouths. They ain't got no business running the elite class of doggone them G-bars that they plan to run. Gigantor, I've been told him a long time ago to leave them folks alone. He had been getting lucky on a raggedy track with big-ass tires and willy balls. That's the only reason he was kidding. Oh, you know he wrecked. Did y'all know that? He tore his car up. After he got beat by Dunye, he went out there and made a test pass and tore that somebody slapped the fuck up.
Wow.
Yeah. Why y'all living in a goddamn cave? Y'all don't know about this shit?
No, sir.
That shit happened yesterday.
Well, I know I heard he was on, after him and Dunye ran, he said he was going to try him again. And he said he was going to turn it up.
He went out there and made a test pass. And either the motor blowed or some oil come out of it and got up under the tires, and he fucked up the whole front end and most of the back too. If you go to Facebook, you can see the car. They got it all over Facebook.
Hey, Doc, I got a question bed. For you real quick. I had a question for you real quick. I know we was talking about this a couple months back. So when you, this is my question. If you got that much money, I'm just saying a question. If you got that much money in the car, why would you buy a diaper for?
Why would you not? Well, to be honest with you, I'm finna tell you again. To be honest with you, ain't nobody, don't nobody run and buy no damn diapers for these cars, because we don't have them inspections and shit, though. You know?
Right.
And to be honest with you, them diapers ain't easy to put on as you think.
Right.
But you very rarely have any of these growers' cars with a diaper. Very rarely any of them. Ain't nobody hardly got no diapers. You got a bunch of the ProMar guys got diapers, though.
Right.
But down south, you ain't got hardly, you probably couldn't get two motherfuckers that's got a diaper. Any more questions?
Like that,
I'm here, boy. I'm ready to answer anything y'all want to ask. Anything y'all, any secrets y'all got, I can tell you. Any
okay.
secrets y'all need to know. If it's a secret I find out on my own, I'll tell it.
Dog, I got a question. All right. It's the 28 and 29 car. Now, everybody grudging, of course. So what would make somebody call somebody out and have them come, and that person come out and run down fence? Like, you got 20-inch tire car, I got 29, and, you know, we at it. You know what I'm saying? So why would you want to run me on a 28 and not run me as I am?
Well, because they being smart. If you on fucking 29, if I can get your ass to take them some bitches off and put on 28, that's to my advantage. It's your dumb ass if you're going to change up. You supposed to stay where you at and run the best you can. But if I can talk you to put on 28, that's what I'm going to do.
And that's the thing that would kill me, you know what I'm saying? Like, why dudes is want to risk, you know what I'm saying, mishandling their car and just letting their car as is and run somebody like that unless they're trying to take her off.
That in the game, now, like I said, now, you got to be kind of new to the game because that's what them motherfuckers been doing that all the while you run one system, you cap up, you put on street ties. I mean, that's just part of the motherfucker trying to get the advantage. See, if a bitch really want to run you, as long as you stay in your ground, if he really want to run you, he going to run you just the way you is.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what I've been hearing, that's what I've been seeing. I mean,
oh, yeah, you're going to see that all the time. You gonna, shit, I do it too. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you just like this about me. If I'm talking about running a guy, I don't give a fuck what he got. I'm going to run him like that. But now, if I can get him to take anything off or anywhere I can see, I think I might can get advantage, I'm going to ask him to do
right.
it. If his dumb ass do it, then that's him. That's on him.
There ain't never wrong with asking. There ain't ever nothing wrong with asking. If you're going to do
all.
It, the thing is what happens, and I think, is during the negotiation, Part of the strategy on one person is to take you out of your game. And then if you say, no, you're leaving him on, then he starts punking you. Then you say, fuck it, I'll take him off. I'll put 28s on. And now you just
right.
put yourself at a disadvantage.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I'm like, why are you belittling your call? Because to me, you know what I'm saying, you building your call and make it do what it got to do to make it down that track. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, to me, well, like you say, it's a trick to the game, of course. You know,
well, it ain't really a trick. I mean, Joker's been doing that ever since they've been racing. They always been
right.
doing it. I mean, that's one of the easiest goddamn questions right there. See, you must be one of them honest
the
motherfucking racers. You're an honest racer, so you're going to get fucked all the time if you're trying to be honest.
Nah, I ain't trying to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to try to run you like you are. I ain't trying to take nothing off.
That's what I'm saying. That you're an honest racer. See, you're an honest man.
Yeah.
You're going to come in last every time.
Yeah, so that's basically what my homeboy said. If you ain't cheating, you ain't winning here.
Well, it ain't a matter of cheating. It's a matter, you know, you got some guys out there. You got some guys out there, you know, that just want to be fair. You know, they just want to, but shit. If you own 29s and I get you to put on some 26s, shit, I'll buy them for you and let you put them on. Shit.
Hey, and listen, hey, dog, listen, man. And it's only cheating if you get caught, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
I mean, how many people out there back in the old days, folks? I'm going to say back in the old days, but when we was really doing it on the street, when the Joker talking about he wasn't going to run no damn notches, and he had notches all over the goddamn place. I had four kits of notches on my street car. Four kits. A motherfucker go in there and say, okay, if you take one loose, I'll run you. I didn't give a fuck about taking one loose because I had four. He thought I ain't have a... You know, I took one loose. I'm still running three more. And then they caught on to that shit because the first day they holler, they figure, see, back in the old days, if you had, they figured two stages was a lot. I had four.
Right.
I had four of them bitches hooked up to my car. Four of them. The bitch said, all right, take one to the stage and lose, I'll run you. All right, okay, no problem. Shit, I took one loose. I still got three to go in your ass.
Man, we had so many tricks on the street, man. We used to have nitro bottles in a toolbox in the back of the car, all type of shit, man.
Exactly. We had that shit. Then they had them baller, them dry kits, them damn baller bags, and
dry kits.
Shit, man. Come on, man. We had motherfuckers.
We had
a nitro hook up to the purge. Motherfucker, yep. He took the damn weather shit loose, but the purge was the shit that was doing it. Man, we had all kind of shit going on.
Dog, remember that? What? Remember that episode? That episode of Pink, where that little Honda was racing at an RX 7 or something, and the Civic took the bottle out. They never even had the bottle hooked up on the car, but they just said, "We'll take the bottle out and give us some space."
Right, that was another thing, and made them give them some car legs for it because they took the bottle out.
Yeah, right.
And they weren't even running the fucking bottle nowhere. Oh, I used to have a dummy bottle hooked up like that too. I used to do the same thing. Okay, I'll take the nitrous loop. I mean, that's routine shit back then, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'll say, take the bottle out. Here you go.
Hey, listen, I like to call it improvising. That's what I like.
I'm going to tell you one something that y'all might think is a joke, but I'm going to swear for God, I pull it on a motherfucker. You know, I was borrowing a motor because I don't believe in them old big-ass motors because I can't afford them, so I don't worry about them. But I got a guy motor, and he had two folds on there. First thing a motherfucker holler, motherfucker, I ran your motherfucking ass if you take one of them carburetors off. So what I did, I said, fuck you. I ain't going to do a goddamn thing. But we was just talking, but we was going to go to the track the next night. So what I did, I taped another carburetor on top of them two. And so when the motherfucker locked the money in and said, if I take one of them carburetors loose, that he'd run me. When he put the money up and locked it up, I went up under the hood and untaped the one I had taped on top of the mother too.
That's right. Hey, you know what?
He said, take one of them loose. I took one of them loose.
You took one of them loose, right.
But I'm serious. I did that for real. I mean, I'm the triggeriest motherfucker I know.
Oh, man. I remember we done some shit one night, man. We were street racing. And we hurry up and locked the guy in because we know he was picky. He wanted to check the car. So we heard him locked him in, pulled in the water, done a burnout. So we already knew he was going to check the car for nitrous.
Mm-hmm.
We was going motor to motor, but we was spraying the shit out the car. So what we did, we was like, look, once I come through here, I only got a hot second. Take this bottle out while I can whip my ass back around. So he didn't make it all the way through. He turned around. So we went all the way through, took the bottle out the car, and came back.
Yeah, we done did that before, too, now. We done did that shit a lot of times. Going down there, goddamn it, and pull off. And I have a man already down in the woods or something. But I pull off. And when I pull off, he started taking that bitch loose. We done had it so bad. Well, we done had a guy in the trunk. In the trunk. To hook another. We take the ball out. You know, you have it on your back seat. But you have another guy running to the trunk. We had a guy in the trunk hooking it up in the trunk while we finna race. Shit, we didn't fuck around, man. In the trunk now. The bitch in the trunk had to be the baddest motherfucker in the world, because they know when the fuck I'd have been in the trunk there.
Hell no.
Hey, dog, you say you're going to land nowhere, huh?
I wasn't finna get in no trunk. You kiss my ass.
Hell no.
We didn't do that before, though.
I don't give a fuck how much money. I ain't getting in the trunk.
I'm not getting in the trunk.
It is going to have
to see. Nah,
huh? Shit. And trusting a damn fool behind the steering wheel when I'm in a trunk?
I mean, you know, back then, in them days, if you was raised on the street, you was a fool in a goddamn way. I mean, back then, we wasn't scared of that shit, man. I mean, back in them days, we used to go out there, goddamn it, don't care. It could be, goddamn it, 40 degrees, and we ain't never thought about heating no ballers. We ain't know nothing about heating no ballers and all that shit back then.
No, you didn't.
And then all you do is go out there and turn that bitch on and race. Ain't nobody worried about, well, I got to make sure it's on 9. They didn't, and that shit was working back then, too.
Yeah, sure was.
Get up here now, goddamn it. You got to get it on 900 exactly. You got to be on 950. Yeah, man, goddamn.
You sitting there purging that motherfucker for 10 minutes. The press
ain't
moving.
Yeah.
Fuck it, just go.
I remember the days when we used to put like 10, 15 mothballs into the gas tank and help out.
That was just like putting nitrous methane in that motherfucker. It made it run better than it.
It sure did, man. All that methane.
No, Yeah.
I heard that story before.
Yeah, no, we did it too. It's just like it makes the gas explode or something better or some shit.
Man, damn. Some of the guys in Detroit told me, they was like, man, you put some mothballs in that motherfucker? It's just before the fuel they make now. He said, man, that motherfucker run like a scalding dog. Then I heard another trick from older guy say, pour transmission fluid in it, a little bit of transmission fluid, and it lubricates the motor. I heard that trick, too. I'm like, what?
You can pour that. You can pour water in your carburetor, too.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Pour water
in water injection.
Clean out the top of your goddamn, clean out the top of your shit, man. It's like water injection, man. Clean that shit off before you get ready to read.
Because those mothballs were all, they're all methane. You know, and that's, and the methane.
I want to hear this trick about this water.
The water
would just, you know, just like you might have some soot and back up on your shit to clean off your shit. You'd be surprised as your car running, you just be running and pour the water out of the carburetor. It cleans your valves and all that shit.
You know how we did it out here, dog? We took the hose off the windshield wipers and ran that to the back of the car and held the RPMs to about 2,000 RPM, and you just hit the washer button and it just hit it.
It's just like water injection. I mean, it cleans the motor. It cleans out all that gunk and everything, man.
Yep.
So do.
Yeah, I heard that, man.
Man, Doc James and them, you know, I'll be over with Doc James and them, man. They be talking that shit. I just be listening, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, hell yeah, that shit true.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Them old cats,
hey,
man,
guys,
they ain't lying.
We got to take some more calls, man. I think everybody's got some more stories, man. Let's go. We got 901 calling in. 1611. What's going on?
Yeah. What a bunch of bulls all over the table.
That ain't Rick.
Rick, you there?
I just told you what's here. 15. You got to make some, though. Whatever you make.
Hey, who the hell that is, motherfucker? Don't you know you on the live app?
They just a talking, ain't paying no attention.
Hey, that's Wick, ain't it? It sounds like him.
No, that ain't Wick.
It was 901. What was the last four?
No, 1611. That sounds
like Mark.
Nah, this cuz, man.
Oh, what's up, cuz?
Man, ain't no much, man. I've been listening, man. We're shooting pool down here. We're down at the other shop, boy. Y'all need it.
No. You hit the one button. That's why they put you in there.
Oh, shit, man. We're going to shoot pool. I must have accidentally hit it.
You must be getting your ass whooped then.
No, I whoop ass, dog. Hey, dog,
okay.
I just thought about something. I was listening to you say about them diapers on cars. You know, 901, we had diapers on our cars.
Y'all got pretty cars. Y'all got money. I said all these ragged ass grudge cars. Y'all got pretty cars. Y'all need that diapers on y'all motherfuckers. Y'all, you know, y'all kind of go to class shit though. Y'all got above average grudge cars. Put it like this.
It'd be better when they start working right.
I heard that. Maybe you take that diaper off, them shit'll come out of it, then you'll be all right.
I was just finna say that, goddamn. Got a load in them.
Y'all both got a load of shit in it, yeah.
Yeah. I've been listening in, man.
All right, bro. We appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right.
Damn, I forgot. I'm thinking about this my motherfucking show.
Hey, you doing a good job, dog.
Uncle Larry, you there, Uncle Larry?
Larry fellowshipping, man.
he done jumped off the line, man. So you got him off on the up notch.
You know what they, they should do more often. Like they had a G-body shootout. Why don't they do a shootout for all the Grudge Turbo cars?
I just told you how they're doing it. It ain't that many Grudge Turbo cars around here in the South. In the South, you can forget it. They ain't got that many.
Dog right though. Yeah, because like he said earlier, they mostly in the class races.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's only a handful of that I know of.
Now, if you really want to goddamn get down with some goddamn turbo cars, nitrous cars, any kind of car, with the duck head that race down at Van Oster, goddamn it, in September.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
have motherfuckers from everywhere down there, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You goddamn can run any goddamn thing you want down there.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm talking about the one at Van Austin.
Yeah, at Van Austin, yeah.
Yeah, supercharged, turbocharged. That's the only one I anything. That's the only one I like to go to.
Yeah.
That's the only one I get Sandy Cheatham kind of car like that. And I'm saying them cars, like I say, run good, if not better on 28 than the nicer cars on 28. But like Dawg said, everybody don't want to jump on or, you know, they just like allowing one person to get in. And like you say, they light out, then they want to get more folks in. But
right.
like I say,
right.
it's more like a kind of politic thing at the same time. Then it's a lose-lose, a win-lose situation, depending on how you look at it. If you're a nicer guy compared to your turbo guy or supercharged
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, see, we even had a class, say, if y'all get at least 8 motherfuckers, we'll do y'all. And what we do is, we have, if it be 8 of y'all, the winner out of that class and the winner out of the nitrous guy are running for another pot.
That'd be fine right there. I like that. I can see that.
Yeah, put another goddamn 1,500 or 2,000 up, and the winner of each one of them classes run for that.
Yeah, that'd be straight, though. Hey, go ahead, Dawg, set it up.
Well, we've been trying to do it. I'm trying to say we don't ever get but maybe 2 people. We already done tried it. I mean, we keep trying it at every race. Me and Mike, I'll be helping Mike out. I'll be telling them, you know, you have a nitrous class and we have a damn a turbo pro charger class or whatever they want to do. And then the winner of each class run each other for another additional pot at the end of the night.
Or,
yep.
or maybe even make that class, hey, Dawg, maybe even make that class a pro charger class versus nitrous, you know, pro charger versus nitrous.
Well, see, they don't really want to go up against each other, really. But you put it like this here. The winner of the nitrous class and the winner of the damn turbo class, they run each other for an additional pot. They don't really want to run each other, but shit, if they ain't got to put no entry money in then, why the fuck not run for another $1,500, $2,000 pot?
Yeah, you ain't coming out the money.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what we was doing to try to get more of the turbo guys there. See, a lot of the turbo guys will come on the internet and say, yeah, they want to run, but there's only one or two. And then once you have a race, you don't have nobody there. So ain't no use putting out no money for no one somebody. And then we have to pay, you know, we'll pay him for coming since he came. If we do have a class and he come, he's the only one there. Then you got to give him some
right.
gas money or something for coming. Shit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a nitrous car,
hold on one second.
Give me the turbo car. Shit, that's hell of a boost. Like, I whooped that. I whooped both classes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Class and turbo class.
Hey, Larry, you there?
Win-win.
Yeah, I'm here now. I fooled around and dropped my phone.
What's up, Uncle Larry?
Hey, what's going on, Dawg? With it, KO, Kevin, all y'all,
what's
man. How everybody feeling?
Going
oh,
on?
Man,
what's
chill.
Up, man?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging on real hard. Hey, Dawg, you had any reports on the races, Dawg?
Man, we done gave all kind of reports. God damn it, Dunye got fucked up by Big Low, and he fucked up Gargantua done wrecked. Shit, man, it been so many goddamn races going on, we done already gave a report. You done missed the shit.
Yeah, I missed it, Dawg. I ain't been too long. Got on the show. Kevin had talked to me briefly earlier that I told him that I was going to make sure I called in.
Yeah. Carolina Kid beat Mr. Five Speed. I'm just trying to think of the big name people that ran.
And then Lizard beat was that also tonight? That race
which one are you talking about then? Damn, the Texas boys got fucked up. Birdman. Now, the Baller beat Hyde, and somebody beat Birdman, and Jekyll beat the 3M truck that Mike Hill be tuning on.
Damn, somebody knocked Birdman off?
Yeah, Birdman got fucked up. Big Sexy knocked him out.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, Big Sexy
knocked him out. Big Sexy whooped Birdman.
Yeah, and
okay.
Baller whooped Hyde.
Okay.
And Jekyll
Gold,
beat
and the Gold, and Big Low whooped Dungey.
Big Low beat Dunye, yeah. But Dunye fucked Gargantua up last night.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
It started off a little slow, but they down there killing each other now, boy. Roy James out of Texas, you know, his car caught on fire pretty bad. They said it fucked it up pretty bad.
I hate to hear Gargantua rake, too.
Gargantua tore his shit up, too, yeah.
Yeah, I hate to hear that. Nice
guy. You hate to hear anybody tore their shit up, though.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Anybody.
Yeah. So, what about any word on Big Ball Factor? No more than that, though? Or 901 boys?
Big Ball Factor's not there.
Did Kevin have that discussion with y'all about his race?
We talked about it, Larry. But Todd wasn't in, and you know, I don't want to get too much in detail on about it because I didn't want to talk too much about it when you know he wasn't on the line.
Oh, he wasn't on the line.
No, so I didn't want to, you know, it was just, you know, just trying to figure it out about, you know, what it is that happened, if he was in the lanes, if he wasn't in the lanes, and we've come to the
understanding. Your dog, I'll clarify everything tonight.
If he wasn't in the lane, then the race to me it would be a done deal.
It's a washout. It's a washout.
Larry. See, you said the same thing we did. See, Terrell just gave me the scenario. He didn't tell me what it was about, and he asked me and I told him he still had to be in the lane to collect the punk out money.
That's
he
right.
Had the other guy didn't even show up. He still had to be in the lanes at 6 o'clock for him to collect any money. Otherwise, it was a washout.
Exactly. That's what it is.
But I was hoping he'd have came in because I don't want no one to think I'm talking bad or behind the back or nothing like that.
No, you ain't talking.
Oh, well,
did
nobody
say
nothing bad? I mean, you know, did nobody say nothing bad about it? And now, like I said, if all of us on there, whoever his main buddy is Tyson his main man? If Tyson, whoever his main man is, just need to go ahead and tell him that's a wash. Anytime you lock up for a race to be in the lanes at a certain time, you still got to be there. Don't care if the other man is not. You got to be there to collect the punk out money. If you don't, it's a wash. If you don't come to the lanes at the time, you weren't there either.
Even if you push the car up there to the stage there.
Even if you push it, Mo. We say that, Larry. Even if you push the stage.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
That's the understanding it should be saying to him, because I guess he thinking in his mind, since
what
Kevin
doing,
wasn't there, he was there.
What you doing?
Then he automatically went to lock up. But
I can understand him thinking that, but no, you got to, it's just like a contract. You got to fulfill your end of the contract too.
Right.
But you know what, and Tyson, and I could see that. I could see that you know.
That's what I was thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I could see that. I mean, you know what
so
I mean?
I
don't want to.
I guess that's where the, you know, confusion is, that, you know, Todd thinking one thing and Kev thinking another thing, you know what I mean? So that's where the confusion is. Todd wasn't thinking about he had to be in a staging lane at 6. He was just, in his mind, he thinking, well, hell, I was at the race. Kev didn't show
all
right. him all his money to win the money.
Right.
That's exactly right. And I can understand him thinking like that. I can understand him thinking that. He probably saying, shit, he ain't even here, so why the fuck should I even go to the lane?
But
right.
dog, when you get ready to race, dog, and you make stips, dog, you got to be aware of the stips that you
make. No, you're right. No, Larry, what I'm saying is,
oh, yeah,
I'm just
right,
saying
Larry.
I can tell, but that's what he's thinking. When I answered it just like he just answered like Tyson and just said then. I told him he got to still be there at 6 o'clock. He got to be there because, just for instance, I was the punk out man and I was holding the money. Okay, I'm going to be in the lanes at 6 o'clock. At 6:01, whoever ain't there, I'm going to pay the other man.
That's right.
But you got to be in the lane.
And if neither one of them
even
show up, then you're going to get both of them their money back.
That's exactly right.
Even though he made a pass and broke, he could
that don't mean nothing. That ain't got a damn thing to do with it. That's
he
got nothing to do with it.
And just pushed the car up there and left it.
He could have did that.
Right.
If he had to push that bitch in there,
he
would have.
It was broke, but he could have came and just pushed the car and left it.
He could have pushed the agent to the lane.
I was there at 6 o'clock. You know what I mean? But he didn't do that. He just said, hell, car broke, he left it where it was, and didn't bring it back in the staging lane.
He did not bring it back in the staging. I know that.
Right.
Larry should have known that, too. Larry was right there. Larry was right there by staging his damn self.
Yeah, I was definitely there. Uh-huh. That's why I asked that question, because, you know, confusion confusion is sometimes is really unnecessary, you know, and for them to have a confusion about that, neither one of them is in the staging lane at 6 o'clock, and that's what they agreed to.
Well, see, now, you know, Larry, it ain't really confusion. It's education. It's just education. A lot of people don't understand the letter of the law when they do these lock-ins. That's why you got to have a strong damn lock-in man and know the damn rules.
Right. Huh? A lot of people really don't know about the lock-in or rules on it.
It's Tony.
Uh-huh.
They want to know the time
they want. Shake, you there, Shake? on Todd when he's not in here, that's all.
Right. You need to put all the heads together and come up with the best solution you can get.
See, yeah, I don't believe Willie in the wrong answer. I believe that that's just your opinion, and my opinion is mine. And if we have two different opinions, it doesn't make someone right or wrong. We just see it two different ways. That ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. And see, another thing, that Larry be on any goddamn show too. But that's one thing about him. He'll ask goddamn the question. Goddamn, if he don't know, see, that's one thing about a lot of people. Egos get in the way. Like, they think they got to know everything. And they can't ask nobody nothing. See.
But you know what, though? I gotta tell you this, dog. When I called into your show with when Rick was on the that stuff, when we were talking about the naming of the car and all that stuff like that. You know, I always, even to this day, I think about what I'm going to say before I say it. Because, you know, Wick was right about that. It was a situation that was taken care of. It was died down. It was my fault I wasn't listening to find out everything. And Wick
right,
had
but
a,
you admitted. You came on and admitted this. And it made it better.
Yeah.
And it made you learn some shit you didn't know.
Exactly. And, you know, and I still go by that. You know, and it was just a couple of weeks ago I said something, and I don't remember what we were talking about, and I was just getting ready to say that it's a, you know, a slap in the face, but I remembered the word, but I can't remember a mockery. I remember the word, and you know, and I threw that up. You said it was
disrespect. I said it was a mockery.
Right, and I use that word now a lot, even in stuff at home, because you know what, there is a difference. There is a difference in the two words, and you know, and I think, you know, by Wick bringing that up, like the way he did, it made me understand what Wick was saying, and now I understand that. I understand where he was going with it.
Right.
And I just wanted him to understand, and I think Wick understood where I was going with it.
He understood it.
That's
what brought it up, because he said you didn't get the full story. That's why you made a decision on half of the story. See,
and that's exactly what happened. I didn't get the whole story, and I should have.
Right. But the biggest thing was about like Dog said about this show. You can talk. You sure? If we got on the show and they have stops. Okay, well, I'm on you. Okay, it's good. But like Dog was saying, if you want to listen to another good show, you need to call them Dog Show. Dog. He explains stuff to people.
Yeah,
if you want to learn some shit, you need to listen to Dog's show.
Show is about knowledge. Some people don't want to hear
right.
Because sometimes it'd be against them. But see, like I said, I try to be. Everybody got some crook in them. I'm about 97% right, though. I try to be right by 97% chance. I got some crook in me, but I try to be a legitimate crook.
Well, that's the one thing about your dog. You don't tell the people was right, and you're going to tell them if they're wrong. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be in between. Yeah, that's my friend. Motherfucker, you wrong.
I'm going to dance
you. Like about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like about you, because you tell us knowledgeable stuff that we ain't up on, or,
right.
You know what I mean, or a lot of people don't want us to be up on. You still tell us about this shit. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I like to hear about your show. You know, we all have a good time. We all talk shit, but a lot of the fans, a lot of people be listening, they want to hear, you know, about something they don't know. They might be scared to ask, but if the topic come up, you don't have a problem with telling them, hey, man, this is what it is. All of the other bullshit, that ain't how it go. It go like this and that. You know, a lot of
you know,
people,
dog,
they,
I think,
so scared to do that.
You know, dog, I think the other thing, too, is that some people just don't like to hear the truth.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all now. Even if it's y'all buddies, man, tell them motherfuckers when they wrong. See, a lot of people can't tell their buddies when they wrong, see. And you ain't my buddy. If I can't tell you when you wrong and we still going to be buddies, then you wasn't my fucking buddy no way.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. That's how I feel how Wick handled that with me. You know, if he wasn't my friend, he'd have just let it go.
Yeah.
You know, but he wanted me to know the right thing, and that's why, you know, he spoke out and said what he said, because he is my friend. Because, you know, we have the same common ground. And it was a lesson learned. And shoot, I'm not right all the time. I know that.
No, ain't nobody right all the time. Nobody.
And none of us right. You know what I'm saying? And none of us right.
You really ain't right for getting a goddamn Vega, but I ain't going to say nothing about that.
Easy now. There you go. You just couldn't go one night. You could not go one night without bringing up that Vega, could you?
Hey, ain't you, my buddy, I'm just telling you, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, but if you got a Vega, that is some gay shit.
You can't help it, man.
Damn, I wish I could get in on that conversation. Somebody muted my mic. Who muted my mic?
Hey, nobody muted mic. I don't mute mics on my show.
What happened is that's an old joke I brought in one time. You know, it was a question the motherfucker asked me I didn't want to answer. So I said, damn, they done muted my guy. So that was the shit we brought in like that.
Like I said, I really do appreciate it for the input, man, on my question and stuff, man. And like I think it was Kevin put out there when Dog mentioned, you know, he had something to say and people wanted to listen to him here. And for the night, man, I really didn't know, like, you, Dog, was like actually putting out races for them kind of call like that, man, because I was always wondering what was going on.
We try to integrate everybody in it. You can't have races in an area and stop. If it's just one somebody got some, you got to have some for that one person. Because that one person, you can bring his family and talk. You know, he going to talk bad about you if you don't, per se, because you ain't got nothing for him. But, you know, we trying it. And it's getting better down here. Up north,
yeah.
West, up north and Midwest and all that shit, you ain't got to worry about it. They don't give a damn.
Yeah, man, because, like, the guys I came to with the Pro Charge, the Turbo Car, man, they like, they all nice and friendly to me, man. Cause I come up to them with respect, of course, you know, and just ask them, like, you know, what's the ins and outs of running a turbo and, you know, what's the, you know, or a Pro Charger or like that. Cause like I said, I'm leaning towards building one myself. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to being a Grudge Inc. member as well. But, and like I say, man, it was just real nice to be able to talk to those kind of guys at certain races and events like that and just soak up all the information I can. You know, and like I say, a friend of mine told me about the radio station. I've been trying to get on for the past week.
We got probably about 15 or 20 radio show come on every. We got a show come on every day of the week, two or three of them.
Right.
Yeah. And
I'm trying to. There's certain shows.
But now you don't want to get into politics. On some of these shows, they'll eat your ass up and make you feel like you're over 2 feet tall now.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I learned a lot. I'm gonna tell you this personally. I learned a lot from Dog Show. Knocking in different things. If you sit back, and just you know, there's an old story. They say the father boo and the son boo. Well, Dog is a daddy. He said, let's slow down. Like the son said, let's not fuck with them. He said, no, we gonna fuck them all. And if you get on the phone and listen, Dog is not everything. And if you're a fool, if you don't get on this show and listen. And it's hard to get on this show. It is really hard to get on this show. It's sold out every time
you're on here. Hey, your phone so almost dead. There. Your phone going out. Did that care?
That's me, dog.
Yeah, your phone was going out.
Yeah, so okay, I like you in a jacuzzi or something.
So,
man.
You know, like, show man, I used to like dog, and I hate that he don't have it no more.
Let it go.
Game over, Mario.
Oh, man, Mario had the best show, man. Him and dog had the best shows.
Well, Mario is back now. He probably be coming back. He throwing a race down here, in August. But, you know, he got an old street car, old Trans Am street car. He was at the track the other night with it. He been kicking ass at that motherfucker. But, see, I'm going to tell you what happened now. Like I said, tell Mike, and I didn't want to bring up old wounds, but that November the 3rd race where they had one in Macon and one in the House of Hook, it fucked up a lot of friendships. A lot of guys got miscombobulated with them two races, and them wounds are still going on too. Then, so Mario just got out of the picture, just like Cold Killer was finna get out of the picture too, because it was throwing friends against friends, and that shit
right.
Still got some wounds going on right now.
That's why
I don't give the politics like that. My show is for everybody.
Well, see, Theo, that's what I'm saying. And that's another thing.
Just like yours.
I told my boss, man, if I'm the boss, man, I know you're the boss, man, And I ain't gonna try to make you be the ball man, but I'm still a man though. And I, like I always said, a punk got some man in him. So hey man, let me, if I'm gonna be a man, so let me be a man.
Yeah.
Right? So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, you can have, you can still be the boss and run it and run the organization and run the shows or whatever. But then that my show, I want my show to be for everybody. I ain't no bigger nobody, and ain't no little people on my show. Anybody wanna come on my show, you can come on my show and cuss me out, my mama too. I'm still gonna let you come on and say what you want on my show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this is the format. I know it. The bottom line, it's all about racing.
Right.
And don't matter what tribe you're running with or clique or whatever, the common goal is all about the racing.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter what you do or what you listen to, what you don't listen to, where you hang out, where you live. Bottom line is I want to race, and I don't care who you are or where you're at. You know,
well, see, Dale, you said that right, because down in Lena, you seen what happened in Lena when all of us were there together. We didn't give a damn
yep.
who you was with, what organization, what uh-huh. race you was, or what color, whatever. We just all want to get there and bump motherfucking heads.
That's it, man, because the color of money is only one color, baby. That's what we go get.
That's right.
And
God, we trust.
Hey, you know, and speaking of Lena, dog, it has oh, help me out with his name now, with the Trans Am, the yellow one.
Oh, you talking about
Three Love. Yeah, did he get a new car, or he still got the same one?
Hell no, that's the ugliest fucking car in racing. He was out in Mon, Michigan with that motherfucker. He made a good pad with it. I think he broke the drive shaft or something he broke on it. But he made a hell of a pad with that raggedy motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's the ugliest motherfucker
car
in racing, man.
He need to learn how to get out the gas when that motherfucker have a nice and backfire.
Oh, he ain't gonna do that though. See, that's what you call a fool now. Now, if I got a car running good and I want to get that bitch down the track, I might put that stupid motherfucker in there because he damn sure ain't gonna live. That motherfucker go outside the wall before he get out there.
I remember he was at Miley. Man, he made a shakedown pass. That motherfucker shot flyer out the hood up under the car. Man, that something looked like a missile going.
Hey, look here. When he was out in Mod, man, I don't know what it was, the nitrous on or the delay or something, but he mashed that motherfucker. It stood up, but it didn't go nowhere. Then it popped. Then it took off like a rocket.
Like
that
he had a bottle pop on
it. That's three little something else, man.
Yeah, because hey, dog, did you come to Fing City like a couple years back?
I always used to come to Fing City. I used to run that motherfucker. I came down to Fing City and bagged every bitch in the corner with that photo cutlass I had.
Yeah, really, yeah, photo cutlass. You still got it?
Yeah, well, you know, we wrecked it, but it's getting put back together as we talk now.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that's that's when I first seen you, and you had a WG body down now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was always wondering when y'all gonna bring another one back now that way.
Well, like I said, if they make it worth my while to come around there, trust me, I'll come around there and bitch slap somebody. I'm a little boy, but I'm a little boy, but I talk big shit and I can bag it up most of the time. I don't jump on nobody. I don't think I can't goddamn fuck up though. I will try, bitch.
Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah. Hey, Big Clark, yeah. Having a race down there on the 14th down there. If y'all didn't know about it, did Big Clark tell y'all about the race they having in Hub City on the 14th?
No, we didn't know about that.
They're supposed to be having a hell of a damn race on the 14th down in Hub City.
Oh. Hey, where's Hub City at? Where's Hub City?
That's in Hattiesburg. That's where they have Fat Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Fat Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what they have in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Oh, all right, man.
I was hoping to get to Hub City, man, because I've never been there, and that damn tornado jacked things up, man.
Yeah, what happened?
When we wanted to go to for Fat Tuesday, I've never been to one before, and
I was actually all excited about going there right after Lena, but that tornado came through.
Mario just fucked up. Mario in his car just fucked up ground and pound.
Hey,
and Birdman just got beat again by a yellow turbo Camaro.
Damn.
Ain't lying, Birdman. Shit, he came out of Texas. Couldn't nobody beat him in Texas. He came out of Texas and get his ass blown out every time he got him get on the.
No.
Mario just fucked up ground and pound.
No, hey, that ground and pound car weren't pretty good. I seen them all.
Mario with
Vegas.
That damn Trans Am,
well,
fuck that car, man.
No, man, because I've seen that car at the Invasion of Memphis like 2 weekends ago. Man, no, this past weekend, matter of fact. And that car ran really damn good.
Mario's car?
No, you talking about ground and pound.
Yeah, ground and pound.
Yeah, that's a good running car.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say from that's a damn good running car, ground and pound car. The white one? You talking about the white one? The white
yeah.
Malibu?
They got the Malibu and they got a Trans Am too.
They had a white Trans Am too. Yeah, that little white Malibu red. So they got beat by a turbo Camaro.
No, that was Birdman got beat by that.
Okay, Birdman got beat by Turbo Camaro. Okay. Man, what's a lot of drug racing going on? I thought the rain showed no Corvette, because I ain't hear nobody to my way. I doubt I know what that way told me anything about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Theo, what time is your going off? 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock?
It goes off at, it's going to go off. It's going to go off the air in about 3 minutes, but usually we go till 1 o'clock your time.
Hey, I got some business I got to take care of. I just took my damn nitrous pill, and my dick about to get hard. I got to go get me some pizza.
Hey, don't forget the curd, my dog.
Now, hey, look here. On this M nitrous pill, I ain't purging shit. I'm a purging her ass.
Hey, is that okay, Dad? Take some time out of it. You don't want to detonate.
I ain't taking no time out of it. I'm going to pump my nuts up all I can. I want that motherfucker to shoot anything I got. Got that bottle pressure on 1500.
You're going to be pulling the shoes early.
Yeah, I ain't saying it to y'all. I know some of y'all out there be using that Viagra shit, too. I got to show you.
Dog, if I use some Viagra, it's going to take a bitch a baseball bat and a snub nose 38 to get me up off my ass.
Go kill a beat T5. T5 went red.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
who
was T5? He got the red car, the Florida, right?
Yeah.
Boy, that boy, wow, man. I like I said, it's my first time getting on the show, man. I'm sorry, King y'all up on a regular, man.
Yeah,
Cole
Miller could have gave.
We have a good time on this show.
Cole Killer could have gave T5 the back tie and the brake and still won.
You goddamn sure right. But T5 was red, though. But see, T5 went red because he knew he had to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
He knew what he was there to help again.
Yeah.
That's that.
I bet you they'll run it back. I bet you they'll run it back.
I bet the fuck they won't. If he got in this mix, I don't know what the hell he jumped on it for the first time. He can't beat it.
Yeah. Hey, what you talking about? Go ahead.
This is same, right?
Oh. What do you think?
That's a lot of money.
Oh, I was saying, you think Dunhead run Big Low back, or you think Dunhead broke? Cause,
I don't know how that race went now. I don't know how that race went. See, Dunhead ain't no fool, I don't think. If Dunhead ran and he beat him, and see, that's one thing about a real racer. A real racer know if he lose a race whether or not he got a chance of winning or not. If he ain't, I don't see what the fuck I'm coming back again for if I know I done got my ass whooped fast square. What the hell am I going to come back again for?
Yeah.
See, you know, some people want to lie to their boys and shit, talking about, oh, this happened, this here. A real racer, if he get his ass whooped, he know whether or not he can win or not, or something went wrong or something.
Right.
But look here, fellas, I got to sign off because I got some more stuff I got to do for real. It's always a pleasure to listen to y'all. It's always a better pleasure to come on and talk because y'all motherfuckers make me feel like I'm the king over this motherfucker. But with all that being said, though, man, I'm finna sign off, and I appreciate y'all's time, man. If anybody need me for anything, my number's out there freely, so call me anytime for anything you need to ask me.
Well, you know, dog,
hey,
it's always a pleasure having you on, and you know that anytime, man.
I need a couple
anytime you come on.
Okay, I appreciate it, y'all. Y'all be good now. Right, we'll holler at you when we get a chance, brothers.
All right, dog. All right,
dog.
All
right,
later, baby. All right,
dog.
Okay, dog.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
I let people know when your show is on, so they know when
my show come on every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. All you got to do is look it up.
Ahead.
If you don't know about
don't
it, that
ahead,
you don't want to know.
Dog.
I've been coming on for the last 3 years. And like I said, you better call early, because if you don't, you won't be able to get on that motherfucker.
Got that right.
All right, man. Y'all be good, man. Take care.
All right, dog.
Okay,
Much love to you.
All right. Later, brothers. Later.
All right.
Hey, let me grab a quick call. Also, 912-6340. Your mic is open. Oh, he hung up. No, he's still there. Your mic's open, babe. And 224-6386. Your mic is live. Who's this? Hello?
Mr. Cam, can you hear me?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. How y'all?
Good, man. What's happening?
All right, man. I appreciate you letting me get on your show. It's a good show. I just wanted to holler at Dog. I had a question I wanted to ask Dog. He was up here telling the truth. I wanted to get his thought on something, so I'm just listening.
Oh, yeah. He just jumped off right now, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, I understand. It's a good show, man. Y'all ain't got all that drama on y'all's show. Y'all just talk about racing. I like that, man.
That's what we try to do, man. That's what we try to do.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, brother.
No problem, man. Just hang out, man.
Yeah, with us.
You want. But, yeah, they're running in the Carolinas right now, aren't they?
Rockingham. Yeah.
Oh, they're at the Rock, huh?
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Let me grab another caller bouncing in. 708-6369. Your mic is live.
KO, what's going on? What's up, fellas? Grudge World, Cadillac Joe in the house.
What's going on, Cadillac?
Man, I'm waiting for y'all to get down here, man, on the 27th, man. I'm out the back door. I'm looking for all trouble. I'm a prospect coming up. I'm trying to get down.
Oh, nice.
KO, you coming to the shot, man?
What's that?
I said, you coming to the Chi-Town, man?
Yes, we are. I'm coming with the car or without the car. I'm going to be out there.
Well, hey, man, I'm going to be looking forward to meeting you, man. You have a real class show, man. Like that. Ain't all that drama that we are. But my man, Dog, he be keeping one thing I said about that little short cat. He keep it 100.
Yep, he sure does. That's
he
why I love having
100, man.
Yeah, that's why I said, man, he's got carte blanche to come on this show, man. He just tells it like it is.
Oh, yeah, man, I got to respect that. But I'm looking forward to the 27, man, coming down to the house, man, the 41, the No Limit Raceway. Out the back door, I'm looking.
Yep. It's going to be solid,
hey,
man.
Hey, Joe. Nobody move, nobody get hurt, right, brother?
That's it, baby. Hey.
Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
You move, you gonna get hurt this year. Hey, we come in full power. The North gonna take it down.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you, brother.
What's that?
What you doing, man? You on the show every Saturday night, let everybody know what's going on.
I know.
You doing,
man?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I've been working, man, and then I'll be taking care of my mom and stuff. Man, I'd be on the show. I'd just be on mute sometimes. I'd just be listening in, man. I'd be listening at you, brothers. You brothers do a good job, man.
Yes, you do. You're always on.
Hey, appreciate that, man. It's a lot of information out here, man. You guys be really putting stuff, like I said, the first year, I was finna get rid of my car, man. I was finna say, forget some drag racing. But, man, I got to hear this in.
Don't have a bathroom, man. I don't think. Well, go in there. Hurry up.
I didn't hear you.
No, I think we just lost Kev.
Lost Kev?
I think we just lost Kev.
Preacher boy, my preacher boy gone?
Yeah, y'all, don't worry, man. He's going to call on my phone.
Yeah, preacher boy going to call back in.
He's going to call. There he is. There he is right there, man.
He's right back.
Yeah.
Preacher boy. Preacher boy going to call back in.
What happened, Kev? You got too excited? Hung up with
my partner in crime. He's kind of like Joe got on. Should I fuck around and got knocked off?
I know. He calls in to say what's up and you hang up.
Oh, man. I would never disrespect Joe. Let's get that straight now. That's my homie. Joe been with us since day one, dude. Cadillac Joe. What was our buddy at tonight?
What was
our buddy at
a
kid?
We ain't having kids tonight.
Yeah, you're
usually
on every night,
man. Kid
probably
comes out.
Kid went to that NHRA race for the world.
Yeah, the kid's like part of the furniture here, though, man.
Yeah, he had a no wall. He went to the NHRA race in no wall.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I heard him talking about it last night. That's where he was headed today.
Yeah, I think drag over there, too. I don't know if he took his car to qualify or what.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, are you bringing your car to 41?
Man, no doubt, man. I'm going to be in raw form. I have both of them there.
Can I bet with you?
Man, come on with it, baby.
You know I am. You know
man,
I am.
Hey, we going to have some fun. And we going to eat good, man. We going to eat, man. Hospitality going around.
All right, Calais, girl. I'll be over there to get my steak.
You get your steak and some fish.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I like that fish.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Man, we had the old lady hooking everything up for my brothers. Man, y'all guys are right.
What's the name of your race on the
27th? And I'm thinking about North versus the South.
Say that again?
The North versus the South. That's Diz's race.
Oh, okay.
All the trucks coming up here to verse us. This'll be the second one. They had one last year, too, but this going to be the biggest.
Yeah, this going to be the biggest one here.
What? This going to be the big.
South came up here and devastated us. The South came up here and knocked us on our butt. That's why we're ready this year, though.
But you know what, though? But you know what, though, Joseph? North went down south and took it back, didn't they?
Yeah. We redeemed ourselves down there.
About the what?
But it ain't nothing like redeeming ourselves on our home turf, though.
Yeah.
Tell them again.
But you know what? You know what you got to do, though? And this is just my opinion, man. When the North is racing the South, that's when Detroit and Chicago need to combine with each other and knock them dudes out.
Oh yeah.
I know there was a lot of Chicago, and you know what? It's with everything with Chicago and Detroit, be it basketball, hockey, football, baseball, grudge racing. Man, y'all just hate each other. There ain't nothing we can do about that.
We just competitive. We just competitive. You know what I mean? We might go to the attention of like we all gonna stick together, but then we look at each other, shit, we game banging. You can get it,
That's it, baby. Bring it on down.
Turned into a battle roar.
Well, you know, like I said, Tyson, but like you said, we should come together after we get done with them, then we do our thing.
Exactly. Say, okay, we all done with the stuff, now back to the real business.
Man, that's hard.
What y'all trying to say? Y'all don't like the South now?
We love the South, but we're just saying that when that particular race come up, we should race the South like we're supposed to, and then move on to us racing each other.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's the problem. They want to see us
narrow on the South. All right. So I got to say, on the North. On a North versus South race, do y'all alternate where it be at, or it just be North and South in Chicago?
I didn't fill up at Mount Vernon.
No, I think what we're doing is we respect the bids. We keep it right there.
Yeah.
We let bids was the person who originated the North versus South. And now if bids get with somebody else in the North, say, hey, man, I want to do a second one, or I want to do something such. You know, we should just do things to respect each other. That's what like Doc was saying tonight. You know, we gotta start doing things to respect each other.
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't know like all this like drag racing like or grunt racing like were big like this. You know what I'm saying? But I always was in a drag racing like a couple years back. You know, while like 19, 20, mm-hmm. 21. You know what I'm saying? I was just more locally around it, but to see everybody. You know, on YouTube, then all of a sudden, see him in person. Like I saw the dude named Biz. I saw him like last week in Memphis. You know, and my friend of mine talked to him.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Kelly and Joe, it's like this. It's a beautiful thing that we all come together. Okay. You know, and Tyson will tell you. You know, he's from Detroit. I'm Detroit area too. But you know, it's just a beautiful thing that we can all come together. And have a good time, you know what I'm saying?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. I was I actually went out to Milan 1 year, brought my Vega out there, and it just happened
Lord.
That easy, and it just happened that Chicago and Detroit were having a grudge race against each other, and I was just like, I couldn't believe the hate, the pure hatred, man. It just wasn't right.
It ain't hate, man. We just come take care of business. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
On your head, we go.
They be at our throat. Yeah. Then at the end, you see everybody over there eating like ain't shit happening.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
definitely.
It.
That's how it's supposed to be. I need to go back up to Detroit anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What part of Detroit are you from?
What are you talking about? They didn't listen. They got some police report. I'm here.
But, you know, it's all good, man. It's a good time. It's just. But, you know what, man? It's just something about Detroit and Chicago, man. It's just something about it that it just.
Yeah.
You know what? I think pretty soon Detroit, Chicago is about to shit.
It was Detroit, it was Chicago, and St. Louis. That was the three rivals.
Right.
And
right.
It just ended
right.
up being
right.
Detroit and
I wasn't the same
and Chicago. St. Louis, you know, they still be in the mix, but it wasn't like, you know, past couple years as it being now. But that's originally what it was.
That's
them three.
Problem.
Yeah.
It was St. Louis had their hand in that cookie jar, but they just kind of like quietly backed out of it.
Yeah,
no,
they just,
St. Louis coming back.
St. Louis was deep in it when they had the Black Sunday deal.
Right.
That's when the rival really started with actually Chicago, and that's when I think it actually started with us in St. Louis, where everybody used to go. For Black Sunday, that's when the big rival used to start up from there.
And according to the little bit I've heard,
that's some background noise. The lady talking, somebody talking.
So, y'all run out the back door, y'all did go out to 8th.
Oh, we went out the back door.
Oh, we run quarter mile. Up in the north, we run quarter mile. We will run quarter mile. But, you know, like Kid and Tyson was saying, Joe and Tyson were saying that.
Yeah, what?
You know, last time they came up here, and we got beat. No matter what, name and excuse. But when they came, we accommodated them to run 8 miles. We asked them, run the quarter mile. They told us no. So we said, okay, since you got travel supply, we'll accommodate y'all.
What I need you to do?
All we asked you guys is say, when y'all come up north, when y'all come up here, you know, run what we run.
Well, you know, a couple of them did run a quarter mile. Tony Bynes ran a quarter mile. DJ went out the back door.
A
couple of them did run a quarter mile.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I heard DJ had ran up that way, Chicago. All right, last.
DJ went up the back door, and Tony. All the races Tony ran up here. He went out the back door. He ran. He had like
4,905
races locked up. And he ran out the back door.
Oh, okay.
Tony Bynes, he did run the back door when he was north for stuff.
Yeah, all the races up when he was up, he ran out the back door.
Tony's race. Yeah, look, Tony's race or the last one?
No, at Bia's race last year.
Okay.
No, it's
all the races he ran, I was about the back door. Maybe set for
no,
one.
No, I thought it was 8-5.
Oh, Jeremiah.
Hey.
Who was that talking?
I don't know.
It ain't Miss Lee, man. We ain't heard from her in a few weeks. I think she might be mad at me.
She was on last week.
Huh?
She was on last week.
Oh, Lady Lee was on last week?
Yeah, look for 810 number.
I didn't know that, man. Oh, maybe, see, she was on last week because I was at a race. You know she's from Detroit, dude.
Yeah, she gonna kick Kevin's ass.
You better be, man. You muted her mic. You better be looking over your shoulder, baby.
Miss Lee, if you listen, Kevin muted your mic on purpose.
So they come back to baseball.
Ooh. I don't know where that background noise is coming from.
So when she get that wrinkle together, Kev got the back time for muting her mic.
I know who she is now. Hey, Tyson.
Yeah.
I know who she is now.
Got
a black wrinkle. 22s.
Let's go.
Bitch do run.
Uh-huh.
They do run. Yeah. You know, but I don't think she can mess around or die, but the bitch do run. And she's pretty than a mother. She's pretty as hell.
But she's going to give you the back tire.
Wait, hold on. Let me get this straight. She drives a black G-body. She's pretty as hell, and you muted her mic. Is that what I'm to understand?
That's what he said.
Yeah, we have background push.
That don't mean nothing.
Hey, Tyson.
Listen to this. KO done had a kid and a woman talking in the background for the last 20 minutes. He ain't muted their mic yet. Now, somebody that's fine, you going to mute their mic because they got background? That don't sound right, KO. All right,
guys. I'm going to take one for the team. I'm done. I'm going to take one for the team.
All right. I'm trying to figure out how you muted Lee's mic. Why you would do that, Terrence?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude. I was at not a car show, a cruise or something. No, it was a car show. She is fine as hell. and she got a motherfucking Rego, and she never popped it up. She got a big block in there, or she got a small block. That bitch sound good. And she be driving that bitch, too. She left a lot
Well, hey, yo, she's driving it. After you put her, after you muted her mic, you probably just done drove her right off the show. Is what you done?
No. She's probably hanging out tonight.
You know, you guys it's ever watch Married night, with man. Children? You ever watch
it's
Married
a rainy
with
night.
Children? And they say, "Thanks, Kev." Oh man,
you got the back tire. She said, "You got the back tire, Kev," and she's gonna wear her 22s on.
Either that, or maybe she's not calling in no more because she's afraid of that little old Vega out in California. Might be that too.
Oh no! Somebody done muted my mic. Hello.
Just
somebody
saying.
Done muted my damn mic.
No, hell
Kev
no! Ain't
muted
no
my damn mic. Kevin, goddamn it!
Hey, why they on you on Bossa Vega, man?
Somebody
What's
talking
that?
About a damn thing. I muted my mic. Jesus Christ.
And ain't nobody muted your mic, baby. Unfortunately, everybody
Hello?
Can hear you. I'm still
Hello?
Here.
Oh, I'm still on? Oh, I'm still
You're
on?
Still
oh,
on,
okay.
baby. You still live.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, y'all all right?
Hey, what's the deal with your vape? Why are everybody on you about it?
Because you know why?
It's slow?
You know why? you know why they on my Vega? Because they're all in other states, that's why.
Man,
you know what? You keep talking shit, Tyson. I'm going to drop that car
funny.
Off at your house and make you paint it. So you
now
can tell everybody.
Funny,
I might just, you know, I just might post a Vega on my Facebook and tell everybody you painted it.
I told you what I got for you.
No, you ain't using that color. You ain't using that color.
I got Mary Kay pink for you. I told you.
No, you just give that. You know what? You give that pink back to Mary Kay, okay? You tell Mary Kay have a nice day.
I'm gonna paint it pink and put Avon on the doors.
You see, hey, you know, you see, and he's one of my co-hosts, and this is how he treats me, man. And he just, and you know, he can't go. We could be talking about something in depth for 2.5 hours, and he'll stop the whole show and throw in a Vega joke in there, and then tell him to get back to business. He can't do it, man. He cannot go a show without talking shit about my car. That's why I love him.
That's Tyson. There she got the big bad T body.
Talk shit about Kale Car too.
Hey, listen, man. I want my Vega painted that color of your Malibu. I like that color.
Man, that's
color.
And then you know what? Check this out. If you paint my car that color, at least we know there's a car going fast enough to have that color.
That's why you ain't getting that color.
I said, man, you see
hey,
that car?
That's a fast color.
That's what I'm saying. It should be on a Vega. It should be on a Vega. Come on now.
Nope. I told you
that
color,
man.
I got you covered.
No, I want that color.
I got you covered. Just trust and believe me. You'll be good.
Oh no, dude! I'm gonna be in that booth. I'm gonna be in that booth with you.
It's going to be nice and pretty.
No, hell no.
Pretty and
hell
cute.
No. Ooh. No way, man. I just keep the aerosol cans in the garage and it gets a little dirty. Just spray it on the fenders, shine it up a little bit, have a nice day, go out and race.
Tyson, you ain't right. Now you really got it going now.
Hey, so listen to this, Tyson. This is funny. You'll appreciate this. We do our burnout, and then the car, something happened to the car that ran before us. So I'm sitting there, you know, we cut the motors off, and they back us up into the water. And then you can hear the announcer, he says, Terry Russo from California. You know, this car was here in 2007 on the Pink's All Out. He comes out here a lot. And he still hasn't painted that car yet. And I just like, you know what? I'm going to strap myself and go up and punch that motherfucker right in the mouth. Fucking shit, man. And I'm thinking, Tyson must be on the motherfucking phone talking shit to this dude. And he putting it on the shit with, for God and everybody to hear. Man, I'm like, I knew you was behind that shit. I just know.
Yeah, I have my buddy out there.
Man. It was funny as shit too. I'm strapped in that seat and I could, you know, listening to it, and I'm thinking, fucking Tyson, man, he's more connected out here in Las Vegas than I am. Calling, talking shit, 2,000 miles away in the middle of the fucking night, I still got to hear it, man. Go, we'll go to sleep.
Yes,
yeah, but it was funny as shit, man. It was funny as shit. I just kept thinking, fucking Tyson, man. Won't leave me alone out in Vegas. Won't even let me have a moment out here.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question too. It just dawned on me. Y'all grudge boys, whatever. Is some of y'all running on drag rails?
Yes, sir.
I think we had Kimo
drag radio. No, he don't run drag radio.
We got a car out here on nitrous. That runs on a drag radio that we keep trying to come back east, but then certain people we're trying to go after with that car don't want to race us on drag radios. They want them to put slicks on. It's like the car runs on drag radios, but that goes back to what we was talking about. If you're going to change your car up for somebody, you're going to have one up on, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but he ain't going to...
Shit, and that's reality. You know what I'm saying? A real good tuner shit. A drag radio is quicker than a slick.
Yeah, this one runs good, man. I mean, I think you guys might have seen you might have seen this car down. It's a Blue Nova. His name is Artis Houston. And he's from out here from Cali. And his car scoots pretty good, man. I think he won the championship last year in the class that he runs.
Okay. Adam. Boys are running good on them drag radio.
Mm-hmm. I was just asking one to know, man, and just see what was up quite far as the slick versus the drag radio, which one they prefer to run, or is it just like personal preference or something like that?
You know, it's come down to preference, man.
It's personal preference to some of the guys. Some of the guys, you know, they set their car for a drag radio, and that's when they learn how to tune their car with on drag radio. And a lot of guys, you know, and some of them do both. They run on a slick and a drag radio, you know. So it's about whatever's working that day. If that track is drag radio accepting and is working better than a slick, they run a drag radio.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, because I was asking too, because it was just like a while back. I meant to bring it up earlier, like for versus like the 28 and the 29. You know, like, you know, you have some cars, is it like a personal preference, or is it the way they set their car to run on a 28 to 29? Because I know like certain guys, you know, one car is built with the same, you know what I'm saying, motor, transmission, you know, suspension setup, and it's on 28.
Right.
And this same car, and another car could be almost built identical, but it's on 29.
Right.
And it runs. You know what I'm saying? So it is like...
Well, you know, you get that thing with guys, and that's right. I'm not bashing Tony. Tony's one of the best guys in stepping, but, you know, back in Detroit, in Chicago, we felt we can get you. We're going to run you. You know, we didn't give you a fucking 26 or a 33. You know, we wanted to run you.
You look at a 29 and a 28, ain't nothing but an inch and a half difference. That's it. A W, yeah, it's totally different. But a true 29, 28, nothing but an inch and a half difference on the tires. So somebody stiffing that saying, I got 29s, so you got 28s, you know, that's a head-on race. Ain't no difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it was a W, it's something totally different. But if they true, 28 true, 29 ain't no difference. That's just, you know, whoever you know, trying to outstiff the other one the best, that's all.
I was saying to myself, honestly, if you try to trick somebody to get them off, but I'm saying to myself, like, why do that? If you set your car to run like it is, to run like it is, run like that. But, I mean, a car can have a 632 with a glide and 430 gear on 28, and the same car can have a 632 with a glide with 29, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I really don't see the significance.
You know, right, I mean, there ain't no difference, you know, a lot of guys is on 29, their cars is on 29, and a lot of guys on 28, they done tune their car to work on 28, you know what I mean, so right, I guess that's like the stiff, you know what I mean, like, well, you on 28, you come down to my level, well, no, I'm on 29, you come up to my level. So, mostly, it's like, who going to give first? You know what I mean? Who going to give first? That's basically what it is. I don't want to give because my car I done got my car working the best it ever had on a 29. Well, I'm not giving because I done got my car worked the best it ever had on 28. You know what I mean? So, that's why I think that's why they do the shootouts. Because them two cars you want to see, if they draw their name, draw each other out the hat, they got to race each other.
Right, you're going to see them guys in the shootout.
Right, you're going to have to see them guys in the shootout. If they pull each other's name, they're going to have to race each other. So it ain't going to be no excuse where 28 to 29, you know what I mean? So I think that's what them shootouts is good in the game, too. Because you see a lot of cars you might not never see race each other, race.
Yeah, you got a point though.
You know.
Yeah,
well, they did these shootouts, but Tyson, the clocks are off, right?
Yeah, the clock's off.
Yeah, because I know, like, a while back when I was hearing, because I was working so much, I can't check the races out, I always used to get feedback. It was like everybody would be bickering and arguing about what side tie they had on their car. You know, they weren't coming off of it because, like you said, they got their car running the best they ever had. But, and, you know, they didn't want to do all that, but yet they wanted to try them anyway. I mean, this grudge racing. But I'm saying, like, to me, you know what I'm saying, a tie size don't make no difference. I don't care if you had a 30 or 31. You know what I'm saying? If it's a 10-5 slick on the car and I think I can beat you, I can beat our ring, I'm going to fight. But I know I'm not going to sit here and say, like, okay, I ain't going to try Diaz. He out of my league. But I can try Tim with somebody, and I can try him. But the only way you're going to find out is you get out there and see.
And see, right. It's all about gambling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. He on 10-5, be it a 26 or a 28 or a 30 or 31. He on 10-5, I'm going to try him. You know what I'm saying? But I know who I can beat and who I can't beat.
You know the difference in that is a lot of the grudge thing now is so many big names. It's so many guys with their pride is on their back, like that monkey, that's their pride.
Yeah.
And since I'm the head of the plateau, my pride does not let me basically get into the ring race, get into the game. But in the same sense, I want to be the one with that big name that want to bet a ton of money, but I'm the same guy at the casino playing a penny slot, but don't nobody see me because it ain't no YouTube in the casino. No internet in the casino. You see what I'm saying? So
That's
the difference. A lot of guys are scared to get in that ring to lose, but just because if you lose, that don't do nothing to give you more respect because you're in the game. At least you're trying to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You can't win them all. Either you can win or you can lose. But I don't make you no less a man because you lost the race. That's just saying, hey, that man a goat. He a race. He don't care win, lose, or draw. And I think a lot of guys get their head off of that, like, damn, this guy car flying, or he got split dominators, or damn, I ain't got a chance. You know what I'm saying? That's a loser mentality. Fuck it, I'll try it. Anything can happen. He might blow the tires off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He might go red. Anything can happen. It's drag racing.
Exactly.
Shit, look at John Force. Look at John Force. He done got his ass whooped for years, and I look at him now.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
But you know, hey, you said about John Force. This is my thing. He got his daughters and stuff into it. It's a beautiful thing. But come on, man. Ain't nobody talking to them. Just the average Joe that got to hold a car. But 10,000 horsepower. So don't just take them girls jumped in them cars. And they didn't even spit. Track one of them that's, you know, got them going, you know? And we don't have that money, you know, but still, you know, respect them for what they're doing.
So it's like I said, a lot of guys are just, they want to get in the ring, but they're scared of losing because once grudge racing, that means if I lose, I got to hear all these people talk shit. But that's a part of it. You gotta know how to absorb all that shit. Like,
oh, shit.
Let me get shit
right.
Talked. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers don't talk shit, oh well. But see, a lot of guys can't accept all that if they lose.
Right.
They can't accept guys talking shit. Oh, they can't accept, you know what I'm saying, all that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what the problem is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. They can't accept it. But if they knew full well the one that talking trash is the one that ain't got the car.
Ain't got the car.
Exactly. So they need to know already that they don't need to pay attention to them. But see, that's what all it goes to, the professionalism. You know, as far as like putting the money up, throwing out money and all that kind of stuff, it's all the outside. It needs to be like two people, either the car or the driver. The owner of the car, you know, some owners of the car, they got somebody driving for them. Or it would be like the driver who owns the car. Talk to other person who owns the car or who drives the car. And be like that. Lay it out outside stuff.
I've always said that's another problem too. It's a, you know, a lot of big names in the garage and a lot of small guys too. They got so big of an entourage.
Yeah, exactly.
Entourage is locking in the car, and they don't have no say so of doing that.
No.
So now you hear your car is about to run cold killer, and you sitting like, what the fuck is they talking about? I can't run this, man. George locked him up. What the fuck? George ain't got no say-so in my car. So, you know, this big, you know, a lot of people with them big entourage, that caused a lot of problems, too.
Yeah, it do.
Because you're arguing with 50 people that still are talking to the owner, or the owner and the driver, or the owner, however it may be, still are talking to them people. You gotta fight and yell with 50 people. They ain't got nothing to do with the car. Just betting with it.
Yeah. And they don't even own a car.
Don't even own a car. The car they driving ain't theirs.
No, I ain't never get that. And then, like I say, the bet could be anything like $500, $1,000. But you got 100 folks, 120 folks. They want to outbet you. You know what I'm saying? And that way you don't want to do nothing. So they just jump on you.
Yep.
I look at it this way: if you run your car. Say, for instance, you run, your guy, I'm going to put this way, I'm going to put nobody's name out there, but we say you run your guy. Lock in, this is the best thing I tell guys. Lock in what you don't like. I'm betting you 100 or 300, I'm just giving a scenario. That's between me and you. I wear it on the side, I ain't got shit to do with you.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys, like I just said, you know, you guys said too, that. A lot of you lock in some shit, and the guy, oh, man, you don't remember $1,000. Well, hold on, what are you talking about? Well, some people lock in that smack. Hold on, man, get your shit straight for you. No, that's what I'm saying. Get your shit straight for you going.
Well, I can for 100 on 500 or 100 on 200, you know, throughout that. Okay. Whatever comes up after that, that's on between you and that person. But I think it's going to come to you guys said that, you know, it's come to a point to where, you know, and it's causing a little bit of crap.
Yeah, it is. And you,
I,
you have
just,
oh,
good, Carl. I'm just saying, buddy, say, you know, if you're going to run, you know, if I'm running Tyson, and Tyson said, man, we're like 100 on 200, or 100 on 500, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We're going to race at this time 500. Let that be known that, hey, dude, this is all I got. I don't know who in the hell been on the side. I'm by myself. This is it. I'm by myself.
I mean, that's the way I am. You know, if whatever I can afford to bet, I got that clear with the driver. Win, lose, or draw, this what we got locked in. The hell with the rest of these people betting.
Yeah, exactly.
This what I got. This what I'm giving you. This what we locked up on. Now, if it's $5,000 side bets, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Whatever me and you locked up, that's what either you going to get paid or I'm going to get paid.
Right.
And
that's that.
Yeah. But the trick is now they're taking the side money and putting it on in that pot. See, that's how they're trying to do it now. Because, like, if you got an uncharge bigger than mine, they're going to want to shove all that money in to make a big pot. And that's when they come at me like, dog, I ain't got no more money. So basically, it is an argument over, man, because we locked in something. Now, all of a sudden, it's more money out there than needs to be. Now you buy a whole bunch of buzzing and argue.
Like kids play from Chicago.
Like that?
That's that no go money. That's that money you're supposed to pay the light bill, the mortgage with, the tax with, that you don't need to be out there betting. That's that no go money.
But I feel like if I go to you, if I go to Tyson, or Tyson, you come to me, then I'm going to tell him, say, dude, I can only bet X amount of dollars. And like he was saying, all right, I'm going to tell you what I'm betting. No. And I'll tell you what God needs to say is, whatever you hear come out between me and you, this is between me and you. I got 500, I'm just getting up, I got 500, so I'm betting. Now, if a guy does, man, it's fucking $6,000. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. But you just know who will be racing like Tyson said. The driver, whoever. Get that done before the race gets started. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not stop a lot of bullshit. Because
yeah.
We have seen guys argue about, oh, well, I bet this motherfucker. I ain't got nothing to do with this shit. I have nothing to do with it. But don't, you know, and I think guys need to get this out there where, you know, I have nothing to do with that. And I'm just trying to disrespect you, you know, but I'm telling you, I got $500 to tell you. You got $81, that's what you're going to bet. Bet what you can afford to bet. Bet on your funk out what you can afford to bet. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be, man. And I guarantee you, you have a lot more racing going on by it being that way. But see, you got so many people got want to argue about who had more money and everything. They're like, for instance, a friend of mine, me and him put a little Malibu together. All right, so we know another guy. He put him a little car together. You know what I'm saying? So he's coming at us and he's begging bad with us. So we was like, no, we're tight. You know what I'm saying? So he talking about, you know what I'm saying, $2,000. But it takes like, it's like 10 or 15 of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, look, it would be like $5,600 we can get it on. But they're talking about 2,000. But see, they're trying to gang up on us, and that's me and my homeboy. So it's about like 10 of them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, I said, man, it takes 10 of y'all to get that money. I'm telling them what you got. I ain't worried about them. You don't want to be more than 12. Let's talk about the us. But no, it's want to include the other boys.
What, man? No, come on. No, the smart thing to do is, I'm going to tell you about it, because I listen to Dog Show.
And Dollar talks, I'm telling you, man, when Dollar says something like he talks about knowledge, if you don't think of a human as slick the motherfucker you try to be, but get the knowledge, then you bet the guy, all I got is 500. Now, that shit aside, I have nothing to do. And get you somebody like that, you know what they're saying, or hear you, you know what I'm saying? I can go Tyson 200, 300, he said, Kevin, let's go. Because I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm saying about myself, I ain't for 300, it's cool with me. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that these guys, the biggest upset we got with this deal, I don't mean to go for this, but the thing we got is that a lot of people are going to be putting on the playlist. But people that realize, if Tony buys the WrestleMania jet, Tony might put up two, but Tony might have two people put up another X amount of dollars, man. But that's how it is. You locked in with a person. You know, make it what it is. Tell us. Sometimes, they have a legend of the system. I'm a booty. I'm being open right now.
In that background again. I'm hearing like scratching noises.
I don't know what it is. But you know, like I said, call, I'm glad you called in, man. Our show, man, we, you know, me, Tyson, Dale, man, we just try to, you know, we just try to keep a show that, you know, we ain't trying to bash nobody. You know, if we bash each other, I mean, it's just,
I was gonna say, I feel like I'm more violated by Tyson than anybody on it. Like, if it takes me a week just to get over it, then I gotta come back and do it again.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, so it's, on this show is Tayo, Kevin, and
Tyson.
And Bill, right?
No, it's just me, Tayo, Tyson. So, our show is Tyson. Tyson's done, you know, Tyson's good people, man. So, you know, no harm.
Tyson's our gun, man. We have fun, dude, and don't take it personal, man. We have a good time on the show, and we want people to call in and have a good time with us. There was one show where oh, we coming up on our 1 year anniversary too, Kev.
There was one show, man, where it was just the three of us,
and we was just cutting each other up so bad. I don't even think we took any phone calls that night. We just had too much fun. But
yeah, we just,
hold on, man. Let me see.
We don't mean, go ahead.
Shake, you there? Shake.
Hey.
You hit the one button. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
What's
going on, Dad? What up, fellas? Y'all all right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
hey, man. Hey.
I'm
looking for Melvin,
so I just wanted to know. Yeah, I'm about to ask, have y'all seen him, man?
We're
going to put an APB out on this nigga?
I don't know, brother. I
this brother missing in action, ain't he?
All I can say is that, you know, we all here. We ain't bagging nobody, but come on, y'all, help me out here, man. I'm stunned.
Send it out.
Kimo said he's looking for him in the daytime with a flashlight.
Yeah. Kimo been looking for him since last week.
Yeah, so.
Cause we was,
so we not in it.
We was
show is, that we're not connected, we don't get into it. But the thing that is, you know, Chemo did call on the show. I respect Chemo. So we got to respect him. Hope that they can get together and find out what's going on. We don't know what's going on, but, you know, Chemo said he's looking for Melvin. That's all we can do.
Ain't nothing going on. Chemo want to stick his finger in Melvin's ass.
All five of them?
All, the whole hand and the foot.
God, dog. Doodoo Brown. That's what we're going to call Chemo when we finish. Doodoo Brown.
No, we start calling him Chemo and the Five Fingers.
Ooh,
no,
we
call Chemo Shitty Fingers.
Or call him Chocolate City.
Yeah, I mean, all boys aside, you know, guys, we can have fun, but hopefully that they get together and straighten up.
Well, what was that? What was the name of that band in Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America? Sexual Chocolate. That's what it was. That's what it was.
Sexual Chocolate.
We call it Sexual Chocolate.
Hello, somebody call me.
Well, you ain't with me. I'm Tyson. That's Tyson, but I'm gonna keep him all quiet.
Hey, Tao.
Yeah.
You know that $20,000 you owe me? Hey, you can take piece of it and fly down here for next Saturday at 131.
Yeah.
Come on, check us out.
Your $20,000 still in the dryer.
Oh man.
It's almost done, baby. It's almost done.
That's been 4 months ago, man.
I know he can give you $20,000, and he ain't gave me my check for this goddamn co-hosting this show. It's gonna be
You ain't got paid neither, Ty.
Wait, hold on a second. When you come in an hour late, brother, come on now.
I don't want to hear that.
Tyson,
I'm coming on an hour late because I'm mad. I ain't got paid in 3 months.
Right.
Tyson thinks this is a real job. So he comes in late. I can't have
that. Come here when I feel like
it. Y'all boys, wow, man. Y'all boys be like that every day, man.
Every Saturday night it's like this.
And then we have a good time, man. We just have a good time. There's nothing personal. We have a good time on the show.
Yeah, but I'm definitely out of keeping up with y'all boys, man. Like I said, I'm just new to, like, the radio station scene, man, but I ain't know y'all boys get down like this.
Yeah, we have a good time, man.
Tell
more people to call on this show, man. We just have a good time.
Dude.
We're
bullshit and
laughing and joking, and we don't take it personal, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
you ain't supposed to. Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm glad, too. What you classify as a stock suspension cost? Like all the part that bolt on? Because I know,
this is a discussion that we've had on this show, and this subject right here, we gonna need another 2 hours because this is gonna go round and round.
Yeah. It's about 20 definitions now, man. To me,
when somebody comes on and says they have a stock suspension Mustang, to me, that stock suspension is a four link. So what are you telling me? You have a stock four link on your car. Okay, now what?
All right, you have the stock four link on the car.
And that whole topic will just go over and over.
Mine is in the stock position. That make it stock suspension?
Well, no, hold on.
I heard them say stock suspension, but you got four loads, that means you ain't stock suspension. So I'm saying it's about 50 different turns for stock suspension.
Stock suspension is my personal opinion, and everybody say, my true thing with stock suspension car is
a car that is built from this factory, and then I don't mind the guy if he got upper and lower control arms or he's got an aftermarket shock on it. But if he has a stock car that was built from the factory, done. And if he added like an upper, lower, up adjustable shock, like you said, look. But then there's a Tyson, like Tyson said, there's some guy that want to holler about, oh, well, I have coilovers in the car. Because you can still have coilovers on a stock submission car.
You know, I don't heard them.
But then some
I don't heard them. Oh, man, you got coilovers. Oh, you got an anti-roll.
Right.
Hey, stock suspension.
Right.
Oh, man, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's about 40 or 50
see,
different ways people
like
say stock suspension.
You're not stock suspension no more. That's our personal opinion. But then we got an argument a couple months ago, about 8 months ago, and they argued with us. Now, Thomas said, well, we can put a back half tire is cut off the back seat. They told us the firewall. So, you know,
to be honest, I look at this stock suspension, I look at it like this. It don't exist no more. It's just a name as it's going on, because it don't exist no more. Because half the ones, they say they true stock suspension. You go up under there, they got more goddamn bars than a three-quarter car.
And the thing about it, what I'm saying is, like most of the stock suspension cars that have coilovers in the back, they're bolts are in, but they weld it up with a bracket in the car, and they mount in a different location. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But see, with an F body or like a third gen Camaro, like what I got, you know, I can bolt on my stuff. And now they got coilovers to go on the back of those cars where you can bolt them in a spot location. I like that. I don't have to put a plate or a little mountain bracket for it.
Well, I think, Paul, that's what you come into. You know, you really stick it, and, you know, before you make your bet. I got a true stock to put your car. You know, let them know. My car is from the factory, and shit been moved. Yes, I got up and lower adjustables, whatever, you know what I mean? And Tony Vines, I'm going to give you, Tony Vines is the person who damn near made the shit and dog. But you guys took that. You race a guy, you let me know what you got. I mean, like you said, wishbones, anti-rolls on shit, you said, we can't show me the car.
Tony Bynes was the main one talking shit about those cars back in the day getting in the race that's back half ladder bar and all that shit that ain't stock suspension. Now the game done changed. He running stock suspension races with a back half car. So that lets you know shit done changed now, you know.
Yeah. And that's what always bothered me about it, because I know there's some tricks to the game, like where you got dudes running those big, running big 2-inch motors, like damn near like pro mod motors in them cars. And I'm saying myself, these cars can't be hooking like the way they are on stock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm
gonna
tell you,
that's just a name.
Yeah.
I'm not going to doubt a guy, but he can do it, and you're right, Carter. There's a lot of guys that, man, they got some shit in the cars, you better watch your ass. That's all I got to say.
I'll tell you the easiest way to look at that is, once you go to a shootout, look at some of the heavyweight car that's running, look at the suspension and look at all the goddamn electronics they got in there, and that'll tell you then.
Yep. Usually match
that
right.
That'll tell you then. Once you see them cars with race packs and they flipping the computers on the roof and doing all that, that lets you know right there.
Yeah. You got a lot of guys out here now. They went a step further. Now, we used to run those, you know, Gen 1 motors. You know,